The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news update with Kathy Romano.
Today is Monday. It is also October 1st. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. In the news this morning, a Latin teacher at Abington Senior High School in Montgomery County has been arrested after being accused of inappropriate contact with a student. 55-year-old Thomas Coomer of Willow Grove is facing five felony charges, including corruption of minors, unlawful contact with a minor, photographing, filming, or depicting a sexual act on a computer, endangering the welfare of a child, and institutional sexual assault of a minor. Court documents indicate the offenses happened in May of this year. Assistant Superintendent of Schools Jeffrey Fetcher posted a letter on social media alerting parents to the arrest, but says that they have little information at this time. The letter states that Coomer was suspended from his teaching position immediately and that the school district is cooperating with police. The district says anyone who might have information should contact Abington Police. The Abington Police Department is expected to release more information at a news conference this morning. Autopsies are being planned today on the bodies of three people found dead after a car explosion in Allentown and what authorities called a criminal incident being probed by federal, state, and local authorities. Three males were found dead at 9:30 Saturday evening after the blast at 7th and Turner Streets. The Federal Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is leading the investigation along with the FBI, state police, and city and county authorities. Officials said the blast was believed to have been an isolated incident with no ongoing threat to the public. We know that there has been a criminal incident, District Attorney James Martin told reporters at a news conference Sunday. We have a high degree of confidence that the perpetrator was probably killed in the incident. Mm. A witness recorded cell phone video showing the chaos in the moments immediately following the explosion. The frightened moments show people running. The blast threw debris hundreds of yards and shattered windows. Authorities released no information about a possible cause to the blast. Be prepared to pay more if you fill up your car. In New Jersey, gas tax is increasing in the state. The gas tax climbs by 4.3 cents a gallon starting today, or more than 10% under a bipartisan law enacted in 2016, Democratic Governor Phil Murphy's administration said in August. The 41.4 cent per gallon rate means New Jersey would have the fifth highest gas tax in the country, up from number eight, according to 2017 data from the Conservative Tax Foundation. Though it will be lower than it still will be lower than neighboring New York and Pennsylvania. The law calls for a steady revenue stream to support a $2 billion a year trust fund for road, bridge, and other transportation work, up from $1.6 billion before the 2016 law went into effect. It's the second time since 2016 the gas tax has gone up, and that reflects nearly a tripling of the rate that stood at 14.5 cents per gallon for nearly three decades.
That's awesome.
I hate getting gas in New Jersey.
Yeah.
I can't stand it.
It tastes different.
No, I never drank it.
Oh,
but I can't stand waiting for it. Like, first you have to wait for the person to come over to
get it and then
put it in your tank. And then I sit there and I watch it end. And then I sit there and I wait. And listen, maybe I wait 2 minutes max. But then you wait and wait. And I'm just.
Well, I know what you mean. You've gotten used to a certain way. Uh-huh. And now it's taking a tad bit longer when you're very efficient in popping out and doing it yourself.
We like to run and gun.
Yeah.
I'd love to know why. That's the way it always used to be.
Yeah.
You always used to have to just sit there and wait. And, you know, we're done here.
Chuck and I were getting gas down the shore earlier in the summer. We were both down there for Beach Blast.
It's a
big soccer tournament. And we were waiting forever. And then this guy who was waiting on us. We're waiting there, and I kind of gave him because we were waiting there for like a good 5 minutes. At the end of the thing, I was like, murr, murr, you know, on my horn, right?
Oh no!
And
I'm sure he loved it.
Well, dude, I mean, listen, I was waiting entirely too long, and he kind of gave me like the big, like, hey, 1 minute.
Well, you know how to get them to come over. You get out of your car, and they come beelining over because you're not allowed to touch it. So if you get out of your
and
car.
And act stupid, like,
I was just trying to help.
And light a cigarette, like, whoa.
Listen,
I'm from around here.
It works Delaware. Every time.
Kidding.
Love Delaware.
Steve, you get out and light a Roman candle.
Woo!
this stuff explosive?
Yeah, so you're going to be paying more in New Jersey. I mean, people sometimes will wait until they go to Jersey to fill up their tank, but it's going to increase today.
You know what? With you honking the horn, one time I pulled up to a drive-through window, and I'm sitting, and nobody. Uh-huh. And so I just,
What do you want?
And after I order, I pull up to the window, and she's like, you didn't have to honk your horn. And
you're like, oh, come on, man. I know.
You didn't have to take forever.
Yeah, exactly. Where were you when I needed you, Romano?
It's like the old Sid Caesar line. Apparently, one time he went up to a guy who honked at him as he was crossing the street, and he reached into through the open window and said, let's recreate birth.
But, I mean, honestly, we've been, and everybody's been saying this for a long time, you need two different horns on your car. You need one, get out of my way, and then you need... Like
excuse
just
me.
And revolving license plates.
Yeah. And revolving license plates. Yes.
I think you may have been in the car with me one time, Case, and somebody was sitting there, light turned green. They wouldn't go. And I hit the horn twice. And when I said it, I go, nice honk.
Yep.
Nice honk.
Believe it or not, there is, I forget who the auto manufacturer is, but they are and have proposed the notion of a friendly, hey, horn, a secondary horn. Yeah.
Yeah, that would really be a good idea.
Well, there's a guy, there's a YouTube video of it. There's a guy who's done it, and he rigged it himself, and he's got like a little nice, like just everybody should have that.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. All right, let's do sports this morning.
Ball sacks are yummy.
I intro'd that as if I had good information to pass along.
Yeah.
Marcus Mariota hit Corey Davis with a 10-yard touchdown pass with 5 seconds remaining in overtime, and the Titans beat the Eagles 26-23 yesterday afternoon in Tennessee. The Titans trailed by 14 in the third quarter before rallying for the lead and also trailed 23-20 in overtime before coming back again. The Eagles, who fell to 2-2 on the season, had their chances to win both at the end of regulation and in overtime, but were forced to settle for a pair of field goals from Jake Elliott. They're back home on Sunday in a rematch of the NFC Championship game when the Minnesota Vikings come to town. For the other teams in the NFC East, the New York Giants fell to the Saints 33-18, while the Cowboys beat the Detroit Lions 26-24. The Washington Redskins had their bye week. In their final game of the season, the Phillies beat the Atlanta Braves 3-1. To finish with a record of 80-82.
Out with a bang.
Cesar Hernandez hit a leadoff home run. And Reese Hoskins' RBI double in the fifth inning helped the Phillies team that was 15 games over 500 on August 5th finish with a win. They finished 49-32 at home, their best record ever at Citizens Bank Park, but only 31-50 on the road. It was the first time since 1955 that the Phillies were at least 15 games over 500 at home and 15 games under 500 on the road. Hey, listen, the Eagles are still the Super Bowl champs, so we still have that.
It's true.
And that's
true.
What I have for you this morning.
All right. Thank you very much, Kathy. Before I announce the stuff we have coming up, Casey is kind enough to place here in front of me the Preston and Steve Totally Office Calendar 2018. It is indeed October 1st, and we just had in the studio
Autumn.
A week or so ago. Yes, Autumn was Miss September, and we say goodbye to her. She was in the swimming pool, and we stay in the pool, actually just getting out of the pool, because this month's gal is the lovely Samantha. So you can now turn your calendar over, and you have 31 days to enjoy Samantha. And she is coming out of the pool in one of her pictures. And the other one, she's just kind of posing in her pink bikini.
As they often do.
They do. So the lovely young ladies of the Totally Office Calendar still exciting us throughout the course of the year. We invite you to go ahead and get ready to flip that over when you get a chance to get to your calendar today. And then, of course, we'll have another one before you know it, before the end of the year.
And girls have been picked.
Yes, they have.
We've got 12 new girls.
We're excited to get that underway, and we'll let you know the details when we have the party and everything set up for you to grab those calendars. And don't forget, those are for free.
That is right.
And you stop out at certain events, so you'll need to tune in to get a hold of those. And by the way, she is, what is her handle on Instagram? It's XXO Samantha.
Yeah.
She posts some nice photos.
Yeah, all
kisses
one word.
And hugs, Preston.
Yeah.
XXO Samantha, all one word, no underscore, anything like that.
All right, cool. So, welcome to Monday. And we have some stuff going on today, including $1,000, another opportunity. Yep, we're in another week. I think this is our third week of doing birthday bucks, too. But then again, I'm not real good with numbers. But we have a lot of money, and I do know that. And your opportunity to win $1,000 is coming up at 8 a.m. That's your first chance today, and then we'll do it at 11, and then 1, and then again at 2.
Four
and six.
You know what?
Sometimes, and there's things in life I just can't remember and will never remember. You will not remember this. It's okay.
8 a.m., I'll give you a word, though, and your chance to win, so get yourself set for that. We have joining us on the program today, Damon Wayans Jr. Series premiere of Happy Together is tonight on CBS3. And we will also talk to Dee Snider today.
Dee Snider.
Old friend of the show and the radio station. And he's got a new album called For the Love of Metal. It's available online and in stores. And Steve, as we talked last night, we need to talk to him about the Twisted Sister documentary.
So good.
It's awesome.
Yeah. If you're any sort of fan of rock or you're in a band or were ever in a band or trying to make your way up the music ladder.
Yeah.
You've got to see it.
And it's not about their heyday at all.
No.
It doesn't even, the moment they have a hit, documentary ends.
Yeah.
It's about everything they did to get there, and it's really compelling stuff.
It is.
So we'll talk to Dee later on this morning. Oh, and.
What?
Kathy's fall activities. Yeah!
Yay! Interested in your fall activities?
Yes, we are going to get to here. The reveal of Kathy.
I'm actually very excited.
Fall activities. Me too.
Because this weekend felt like fall.
Yeah. No, it was nice. So nice.
Perfect thing. And I saw people out and about engaging in some of the activities. I was severely under-activitied because I didn't have the list yet.
You saw people engaging in activities?
In activities.
Yes.
There's some people on my front lawn engaging in activities.
All right. So we will reveal that today. So I'm excited. So at some point this morning, we have a theme song.
Ooh.
This year. Oh, yes. Yeah. Kyle.
And I haven't heard it.
Yeah. No, none of you guys have. Just me and Marissa. So I'm excited for you to hear that for the first time. So thanks to Kyle for doing that. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. The entertainment report is up. And we also have a stupid question, just some giveaways. And I'll sift through everything that we do have to give away this week and give you a little teaser on that, too. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Do you want the most important purchase of your life to be based on your negotiating skills? Not the case at Steven Singer Jewelers. You are guaranteed to get the perfect price every day. They make the experience of buying an engagement ring easy with no BS. Check him out at the other corner of 8th and Walnut in Philly or online at IHateStevenSinger.com. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, you know that I go to Hand & Stone Massage and Facial Spas. Whether you want a rejuvenating massage or a refreshing facial, Hand & Stone is the place to go. Introductory massage or facial start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their over 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
So, stupid question this morning. We're going to give away a pair of tickets for the Museum of American Revolution.
I got to get to that.
Yeah, me too. It's opening October 27th. It is Hamilton was here, rising up in revolutionary Philadelphia. So, pretty cool. A little bit of culture for you. This from Casey's Quizzo list that he gave me a while back.
Still going with that.
I like this one. What Spanish cocktail is translated as strained pineapple in English?
Huh.
Never knew this. 215-263 WMMR. What Spanish cocktail is translated as strained pineapple in English? Give us a call if you think you know the answer to that. I have several birthdays. Monday, October 1st, we celebrate the birthday of Kevin Griffin, and Kevin's been in our studio. Kevin is the singer and guitarist for the band Better Than Ezra.
Yes.
Yeah. And I've always liked that band.
Nice guys. New Orleans, right?
Yeah.
Where they hail from.
Yep, exactly. So Kevin is celebrating his big 5-0 today, 50 years old. So happy birthday. And go and rock out. You're Better Than Ezra all day today in honor of Kevin. Also celebrating birthday today, Mr. Mark McGwire, Major League Baseball player. He's 55 years old. And he was a guy that set the single season home run record with 70 homers in 1998. And that was broken in 2001. By Barry Bonds, and of course there was a
They were up before the Senate. They were they were talking about
HGH,
performance enhancing drugs, stuff. Yeah,
he and Sammy Sosa were going back and forth and back and forth, and it was just a pageantry. And I had never, baseball had never presented itself like that to I at least I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was cool.
Like the game would stop and they would, you know, high five each other and all this sort of stuff.
There were moments, but that was in our lifetime. That was probably the closest, you know, to, I remember going back and forth. It was a very cool thing. It was sort of a, you know, a race, and there was who was going to do it.
Well, they were also in the same division, so they ended up playing each other a lot more. And so that was kind of cool.
Well, and what was exciting about it was you didn't have to be a fan of the Cubs or the Cardinals to get in on the excitement of that. It was this battle for a record, and it was pretty cool.
I remember, who could inject the most Andro?
So, McGuire is 55 today. Randy Quaid.
Wow.
Off the deep end.
Oh, my God. If you want to talk about a story, we've said this before. Who would have ever gathered that Cousin Eddie is more sane than the actor playing him?
It's true, man. Yeah. Wow. He's 68 years old today.
Such a really good dramatic actor, a really good comedic actor.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that this woman he got involved with, obviously they're both loons, but they went up to Canada. He was seeking political asylum. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Star Killers.
Star Killers.
He said that they were being targeted.
For murder.
To be murdered, to be taken out by what they called Star Killers. I have no idea what his current situation is, where he is, he hasn't been outspoken, or at least not that I know of.
My guess is whatever he's doing, it involves drinking his own piss.
Evie Quaid.
Evie Quaid,
name. Yeah. So, Randy, 68 years old.
Happy birthday.
Hey, here's another good one for you, Steve. Stephen Collins.
Ah, wow.
Seventh Heaven. That guy fell from grace.
Do you know that they're now airing those old Seventh Heaven?
Really?
They're back in syndication. Here's a guy who had who was Mr. Squeaky Clean. The first time I ever saw him was in that Star Trek movie, the original motion picture.
Yeah.
And then he was this, you know, pure as the driven snow dad on Seventh Heaven. Mm-hmm. And it turns out he had a kid incident.
Yeah, he was he had an inappropriate relationship with a young girl.
Several
young girls?
Yep.
Wow. Okay, he's 71 today. You know who else has a birthday today? Hall of Famer Rod Carew.
Oh, he converted.
Rod Carew
is that the most, his most fame might be from that.
It
might have exceeded his baseball accomplishments.
Definitely post career, the Hanukkah song is where Rod Carew really shined.
Hall by the way,
Famer Rod Carew.
Is that true by any chance?
I would not doubt Adam Sandler.
I've got to believe Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
You know,
when has he ever lied to us?
Yeah. I think people would have made a big stink about that the case. But Rod Carew is 73 today.
What? Well, just looking it up, there is no evidence that Carew ever formally converted to Judaism.
It just rhymed?
It did rhyme. I mean, and then it became popular knowledge in the 1994 Hanukkah song. and he attended some
synagogues.
Some temple, yeah, and he went to some bat mitzvahs, but he never officially converted.
Well, who knows?
You know, it would be a great trivia question, and I'll ruin it right here. But what is the line that comes before that in the song?
Yeah, yeah.
It's O.J. Simpson,
yes.
Not a Jew.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's
but
right.
Guess who is?
Hall of Famer Rod Carew. He converted.
He's 73. The great Julie Andrews.
Yes.
The great is right. Is 83 years old today. Here we go.
Sound of music.
That woman could
with
sing.
With songs they have sung for 1,000 years.
I think she legitimately has a 4-octave range.
The hills fill my heart with the sound
I
of music.
I dearly love this movie.
I do as well. One of my greatest purchases of recent, year and a half, 2 years, the anniversary Blu-ray collection of The Sound of Music. It's got like 12 hours of additional material.
Mm-hmm.
I watched it all.
I've never seen it.
I love it.
You've never seen it?
No.
Oh my gosh.
You took the tour around the Von Trapp area.
In Austria.
Yeah.
We did. We went to where she runs. Well, we went to the estate where they run through the gardens, where the fountains, where they're hiding behind the cemetery, and we went to where else? We hit all these spots, the church where they get married and everything.
Julie Andrews, singing, mountains, Nazis.
Yeah.
You got it all.
There's Nazis.
Nazis.
Forget about that.
To run from.
But I was hoping my kids would enjoy this movie. No.
Really?
Yeah, they didn't take
it. It's
to
a
it.
Tough sell.
Yeah, it is. It's a big watch, too. It's like 3 hours long.
Yeah, it's long.
So she's 83. But not only that, she was Mary Poppins, for crying out loud.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And they're doing a continuation of that story with Emily Blunt. And man, does it look looks
so good.
And
she makes a cameo.
Does she?
That's what
you're
I
right.
hear. Yeah.
Oh, really?
And the Princess Diaries and Victor Victoria and a bunch of
others. And SOB, where you see her topless.
That's right. Julie Andrews.
Oh, you see her topless?
Yeah.
Yes.
Julie Andrews is 83.
This was
my God.
Walt Disney's favorite song.
I love it.
This was Walt's favorite song?
He had her sing it for him.
Wait a minute. As this song is playing, we have a picture on our monitors of Julie Andrews' bare boobs.
And now I'll never think of Toppins.
Toppins.
And Bottoms is.
That's what she cries.
Nipples.
We ruined it.
Yes. Our interns did. They pulled the picture up here.
I said it, and they just verified it. Just like Rod Crew being Jewish.
Yeah. Julie Andrews is 83. And so here's another one that when I see the name, like Hall of Famer Rod Carew, you know, doing it in the Adam Sandler voice, I also have to say the name in a different voice. 94 years old is Jimmy Carter, President of the United States.
Who's that from?
Man on the Moon.
Man on the Moon. Yeah. Eddie Kaufman.
Oh.
Hello, I am Jimmy Carter.
Sounded like Barbara Walters.
Jimmy Carter. I can't do
yeah.
that.
No, it sounded good.
Hello, I am Jimmy Carter.
That's pretty close.
He's 94 years old today. He was, he had that cancer scare that we thought was going to take his life. I mean, the man has lived a full life.
Yes.
But we thought he was going to die a couple of years
ago. He's going great guns. They removed his brain and everything is fine now. Yeah.
He just took his brain out.
Yeah. They just...
All right. So happy birthday to Jimmy Carter. All right, let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question. What Spanish cocktail is translated as strained pineapple in English? And let's go to Lindsay. Hi there, Lindsay.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Wonderful. Lindsay, do you know what that translates to, strained pineapple?
I think it's the piña colada.
It is.
Ah.
Hang on a moment, Lindsay. We are going to set you up with a pair of tickets for the Museum of American Revolution. And opening October 27th, the museum presents Hamilton Was Here, Rising Up in Revolutionary Philadelphia. A limited run interactive experience tracing Hamilton's rise in the Philadelphia region. And if you want tickets, you can visit amrevmuseum.org.
By state decree, this plays throughout North Korea every night. At
wow. By the way, if it's been a long time since you've had a pina colada, at least in my experience, you forgot how damn tasty those things are. Oh, my God, they are yummy.
I default to virgin pina coladas and still enjoy them. Yeah. And, they are tasty.
So there you go, friends. All right, let's see what was at the box office over the weekend. Number one was Night School with $28 million. It's Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart and having a brain fart.
Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, the new comedian du jour. She's mm-hmm. Tearing it up.
Then you had Smallfoot. That's an animated film.
It's an animated movie. It's about the Bigfoot, the Yeti.
Yeti, yeah.
The legend of us, the small feet.
Oh.
Yes.
That's a cute idea.
Yeah.
Then you have The House with a Clock on Its Walls, A Simple Favor, The Nun. Number six was Hellfest. Then you have Crazy Rich Asians, The Predator, White Boy Rick, and number 10 was Peppermint at the box office. You know what we'll lead with? Since our winner's name was Lindsay, this very bizarre video with Lindsay Lohan.
It's crazy.
I couldn't watch most of it because it was just so weird. You guys familiar with this?
No,
so,
I didn't see it.
Okay, so she's at... in Moscow for some reason. I don't know if she's vacationing or what.
She, you know, remember she was dating that oligarch, I guess?
Yeah.
And that went south, but apparently she kept some friends over there.
So she came across this homeless family, this Syrian family on the streets of Moscow. They're sitting there with a blanket around them, and she comes up and starts talking to them.
Right.
Asking why they are living out on the street. And it's babbling. She's half speaking a foreign language, and I don't know what language she's speaking, and half mumbling through this stuff. And she starts accusing them of trafficking their children.
Yeah.
And she is approaching the family,
It's like Blair Witch if everyone was drunk.
Right. And at different points, she says, you're ruining Arabic culture. She's speaking in English and Arabic, apparently. And she continues to chase them down the street. She's walking after them as they're trying to leave. And she wants to take their kids
what?
To her hotel. She feels that she's
believes that they're being trafficked and that they're with these people illegally. However, I would go to the authorities were I to think that.
Mm-hmm. So finally, the woman had it. And she turns around and smacks Lindsay in the face.
Oh.
Knocks her to the ground.
I wasn't finished with that chicken finger.
And that's kind of how she's talking, too.
Oh, okay.
And
blacka, blacka, blacka.
And she's just, she's crying at the end of it. And,
is she?
And babbling. And
what? Who's filming this?
She was. She's holding the camera the whole
selfie.
Time.
Selfie.
Yeah.
Okay.
As far as I could tell.
She put it on Instagram Live.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was live.
And it's the wild thing, Preston, as it's moving along and she's going after this family and they're the kids and the whole thing is this whole thing's going on. Over to the right, you're seeing little hearts pop up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The little love you, you know, likes and stuff like that. So it's very, very weird.
Hey, Betty, Los Angeles, how are you?
All right. So I don't know what to make of this.
Hurt.
I don't know what'll happen after this, but she's, man.
Well, I did my part.
Bizarre, right?
And now what are you going to do?
Yeah. It's very weird. All right, on a more positive note, Gwyneth Paltrow and Brad Falchuk have made it official. The Goop founder and American Horror Story producer got married in the Hamptons on Saturday evening.
Yay!
And they got married earlier this year. And
yay!
They had a pre-engagement party, didn't they?
It says the pair got married earlier this year, and Falchuk, producing partner Ryan Murphy, threw them an already legendary party in L.A. with over 400 celebrity attendees. So I guess maybe they did this other ceremony. I'm a little confused.
I don't think that was a marriage ceremony, was it?
It says they got married in the Hamptons Saturday evening. And then it says the pair got married earlier this year, and Falchuk's producing partner, right? Maybe it means engaged. I think somebody messed
this up. Remember, it was a huge party that we thought should have been, honestly, was the size of a wedding. It was so huge.
So I think it was they got engaged earlier this year. The 46-year-old Paltrow wrote of giving love and marriage a second chance in her magazine Goop's January issue. She had said, I have decided to give it a go again.
You always want the marriage to work out, but sometimes it doesn't.
What's?
I'm just that's doing Cordell. The commercial already. Cordell and Cordell.
Oh, Cordell and Cordell. Okay. I thought you were.
Yeah, no.
Al Gore?
Yeah, I thought you were Al Gore.
I'm here too.
Okay.
When the pizza bagel's coming out, and I could really go for a massage.
No, she says, so I've decided to give it a go again, not only because I believe I have found the man I was meant to be with, but because I have accepted the soul-stretching, pattern-breaking opportunities that terrifyingly are made possible by intimacy.
Exactly. Did she have one of those vaginal eggs when she said this?
They didn't indicate, but she met her 47-year-old now husband on the set of Glee in 2010. She famously consciously uncoupled from Chris Martin in 2014. But these two, Paltrow and Falchuk, reportedly began dating that same year. Mm-hmm. Paltrow and Martin have remained besties and frequently appear in each other's social media feeds. He played New York's Global Citizen Festival the day of their wedding, and he could not attend it. But he probably would have been there.
I think he would have. They seem to be close. They have the kids together, right? Apple, Nectarine, and Moses, or whatever.
Falchuk's previous marriage to Suzanne Bukenik also end in a divorce, and they both bring two children to the marriage and do not plan to have more with each other. Of the wedding, Paltrow told people she considers this her first, as she and Martin had eloped in 2003. So this is a real deal.
I never even considered that a marriage.
Now, the arrival of her Iron Man co-star and buddy Robert Downey Jr. was also captured by the paparazzi. The rehearsal dinner was a star-studded luxe affair held at... Jerry.
Oh, God damn it, you blew the cake away.
He's here.
Sorry. The rehearsal dinner was a luxe affair at Jerry and Jessica Seinfeld's home in the Hamptons.
Oh, my God.
On Friday night.
Total luxe.
Yeah.
Amazeballs.
Among the 75 or so guests were the bride's mom, Blythe Danner, Downey and his wife, Susan Downey, Cameron Diaz and her husband, Benji Madden, Steven Spielberg, who had cast the bride in her first film, Hook.
Who did Snooki show up with?
And his wife, Kate Capshaw.
Her husband.
Rob Lowe and wife, Cheryl Burkoff, and the Seinfelds.
Is Julie Jerkoff?
That's just just a few. Maybe Julie Jerkoff was there.
Jerkoff was there as well. Instant celebrity.
I think Seinfeld bought that house from Billy Joel. Steve, you sent an article a few weeks ago about the people with cool backyards, and Seinfeld has that baseball diamond in
his
backyard.
It's amazing.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure he bought that home from Billy Joel.
Wow.
Yeah.
Julie Jerkoff. Forgive me, Kirkoff.
By the way, who was she? I don't remember her in Hook.
She was a really brief role. She played young Wendy. So they're flashing back, and there's a series where Peter remembers all of the Wendys that he's encountered in his life, and for a little while it's Gwyneth Paltrow. It's a little girl, and then it eventually becomes the old Maggie Smith.
I think you're right.
Okay. What else we have here for you? House of Cards alum Kevin Spacey is being sued for sexual battery and false imprisonment just a month after a sexual assault case against him got handed to the Los Angeles County District Attorney. Deadline reported on the graphic complaint in part, Spacey assaulted and battered plaintiff by forcing plaintiff to touch his, and then they start to name all the genital areas.
Yes.
Grabbing plaintiff's shoulders and pulling him in for an apparent attempted forced kiss and grabbing plaintiff's genitalia. The multi-claim suit was filed this week in L.A. Superior Court by an unnamed masseuse. The complaint continued saying, during these assaults, plaintiff repeatedly asked Spacey to allow him to leave, but Spacey blocked access to the massage table and the door with his naked body. The September 27th filing from Jeannie Harrison Law Firm said that the plaintiff reported the assault to police.
So. And he is also under investigation by Scotland Yard as well, right? For when he was,
I believe so,
running the theater over there.
Yeah.
One or two incidents.
So Rosie O'Donnell's back in the news. She was on CBS's The Talk. Part of the reason is because her name is being floated as a possible replacement for Julie Chen. O'Donnell spoke on her relationship, and they just talked about her life in general, I guess.
Yeah.
Her relationship with her 20-year-old pregnant daughter, Chelsea, from whom she has been estranged many times over the years. She had said in regard to that, I think my relationship with my daughter, Chelsea, it really has been because we went through some really public troubled times. She's doing better now, and we're both communicating with each other. She had adopted Chelsea as a baby with her late then-wife, Kelly Carpenter O'Donnell. She continued, saying, when somebody does something unforgivable to you and you can forgive them and they can forgive you, there's a kind of grace that descends upon the both of you within that.
I was looking at a clip, I guess it was Damon Wayans on the show, who we're going to have on later on this show, but there were like 50 people sitting around that table, and I didn't know how half of them were. Rosie was all the way at the end. She's letting her hair go gray, it looks like.
She also touched on her daughter, Dakota, who was diagnosed with autism in 2016. The diagnosis, she says, caused her panic attacks to increase. She said, it's been worse since my daughter got diagnosed with autism. I have a 5.5-year-old, and the first day that I was in the meeting, they said, no, she does have autism. She said, I got slop sweat like William Hurt in broadcast news. Actually, that was... wasn't William Hurt. It was
Albert Brooks.
Al Brooks, yeah. I was like dripping and my heart was going. And then she said it was, you know.
They say that's the first sign that you're overmedicated by misidentifying actors in broadcast news.
Is that it? Yeah. God. She said it all revolves around trying to protect her from being vulnerable and knowing that there's only so much that I can do as a mom. So whether she, I guess that's kind of an on-air audition for her on the show.
Yeah, really, she's sure. You know, look at how many times she's been on and off The View, you know.
Yep.
So maybe they might look at that.
She knows the format, though.
She certainly does.
She knows how to do a talk show, so we'll see. Bravo has suspended Real Housewives of Potomac star Michael Darby. So they do Real Housewives
of the Potomac?
Of Potomac.
Guess so.
Is that a spin on DC,
or is it actually in the river?
I do not know, and it's not of the Potomac. It's just Real Housewives of Potomac, and I assumed it would be DC, but you would think it would be Real Housewives of DC.
Maybe it's
right?
The river.
Maybe
that'd be kind of cool.
River people.
River people. They're so overlooked on television.
Did they already
so
have
underrepresented?
Did they already have a DC?
I don't know.
I thought they did.
Yeah, they did, Case.
Okay,
but this is great because it's right next to it.
Well, people on the river are happy to.
River people have lives too.
So apparently one of the stars, Michael Darby, they've suspended the production because he was charged with groping a cameraman. Darby's being charged with second degree assault and fourth degree sexual contact in the September 1st assault. This is a statement from the company that said, Bravo and Truly Original, the production company for The Real Housewives of Potomac, have suspended filming with Michael Darby. And Darby is married to Ashley Darby. And Truly Original is reportedly conducting an independent investigation into the incident. So I don't know nothing about any of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know there was a Real Housewives of Potomac.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Steve, did you see CNN founder Ted Turner says he's battling Lewy body dementia?
I did see that.
It's a progressive brain disorder which affects memory and other cognitive functions.
Isn't that what Robin Williams believed he had?
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah.
He opened up about his health struggle in an interview with Ted Koppel. He said it's a mild case of what people have as Alzheimer's. It's similar to that, but not nearly as bad. Alzheimer's is fatal. He told Koppel in his 100.
Yeah, Koppel.
Ted Koppel. Ted, yeah, Koppel.
It had to happen. Yeah. I was Koppel. Just waiting for it.
At his 113,000-acre ranch near...
How many acres is that?
113,000.
Holy hell!
It's in Bozeman, Montana.
How do you know if there's not an entire village of people living on your property?
You're right.
Right?
Thank goodness I don't have that, he said, but I have got, and he said, I can't remember the name of it. And after a pause, he said, dementia. He said, I can't remember what my disease is. Asked what his symptoms are, Turner replied, tired, exhausted, that's the main symptoms, and forgetfulness.
The amazing thing is you had, here for this interview, you had two of the worst haircuts in news right across from each other.
Mm-hmm. He cuts his own hair, right?
Yes, he does, and he actually was using a Flobee for a while.
Turner was known for going through euphoric highs and dark lows, which were initially diagnosed as symptoms of manic depression, but Turner said that that was a misdiagnosis. He also said he doesn't really watch the news anymore, though he still watches CNN occasionally. He said, I think they're sticking with politics a little too much.
You know his favorite show?
Mm-mm.
Real Housewives of Potomac.
Oh, my God.
He loves it.
No wonder it stayed on.
He loves river people, he said.
So that's never good to hear about somebody with something like that, but hopefully they can... they can manage that.
Do you remember when CNN was introduced, the concept of 24-hour news?
Yeah.
And, I mean, it was laughed at, you know. And but he is the creator of the 24-hour news cycle.
Yeah. It was around that time like that and ESPN popped up. And we were like, oh, my God.
Entire network devoted to sports?
24 hours.
What?
Same thing with the news thing, yeah. Eddie Murphy and his pregnant girlfriend, Paige Butcher, are engaged to be married.
Yay.
Somebody's getting married. the 39-year-old...
I'm just devastated by this news.
Are you? Why?
No, I was taking a drink of water, otherwise I would have reacted.
Okay.
devastated.
The 39-year-old Butcher was seen, and I quote, sporting a honking sparkler on that finger.
Somebody's getting married.
So what wife will this be? Yeah, Kathy loves sparklers.
It's a honking sparkler.
Yeah. Yeah, honking sparklers even more so.
Well, that's his fourth partner, Steve. He was married to Nicole Mitchell from 93 to 2006.
And Nick, 11 kids?
I lost
10 or 11 kids?
Yeah, I think he does.
Mel B was in there, then a lady named Tracy Edmonds, and now Paige.
He was going so fast and furious. Yeah, she's gorgeous.
Wow, she is.
Yeah.
I have not seen this one before.
He has a very good taste. And he has a very large family by, you know, all these different women.
They've been together since 2012, and they're expecting their second child together. And Steve, it says here, Murphy's 10th.
Murphy's 10th?
So this will be his 10th child with a variety of women. And then, how about a couple more things real quick here? The lead architect and producer of the Star Wars franchise has renewed her contract and will remain in place as president of the division for another 3 years, according to the Hollywood Reporter. It is Kathleen Kennedy.
Yes, the famous Kathleen Kennedy has been a producer in Hollywood forever.
She took control of Lucasfilm after Disney bought it from George Lucas for $4 billion in 2012. The latest four Disney/Star Wars films have grossed almost $4.5 billion worldwide, and ancillary and merchandising have brought in billions more. Her reign has not been without controversy. She has had to replace directors on two films in production or post as well. But
mindset now is, we were talking about last week, Preston, is that they're going to hit the brakes a little bit on producing so many movies and flooding the theaters with them.
Yeah, it's a little overexposure.
Yeah, too much.
So it makes it more exciting when they come out with a bit of a gap. So that might be their focus. And then one more story, just in time for Christmas. Adam McKay's Christian Bale starring Dick Cheney biopic called Vice will bow on Christmas Day. The Annapurna release also stars Steve Carell and Amy Adams. Vice
Dick
is
Dick Cheney for Christmas.
Vice is McKay's follow-up to The Big Short, which was Oscar-nominated, by the way, about the real estate collapse.
And he won, I think, for... Didn't he win was it a Golden Globe or an Oscar for Best Adapted Screenplay?
I'm not sure it says here Oscar-nominated, so...
Can you do a little check on that?
He did. Yeah. You're right, yeah. Best Adapted Screenplay, Big Short, 2016, Adam McKay.
Oscar?
Oscar.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him. And we know that guy.
We know that dude.
We don't ask him, and he likes us, and he returns calls.
Yes, he does. So maybe we'll get some, we'll get to chat with him, in advance of this coming out. So, all right, that's what I have for you. The entertainment report, this morning. Yes, we have, oh, I'm sorry. We got to do clips. Normally I don't wrap it up till we do clips. In the new sitcom, The Neighborhood, Dave Johnson and his sweet Midwest family struggle after moving in next door to an LA family whose father is wary of newcomers. And here Cedric the Entertainer talks about having fun playing his character.
Didn't want to really have a show that was about one side being right or the other, you know. So it was simply about this idea that when someone moves next to you, what do you do? And if you don't know them, then you have to get to know them. It's fun to run up against someone that's kind of curmudgeonous like this character I get to play.
I don't think I want to see it.
A new episode of The Neighborhood airs tonight, 8 o'clock. That's on CBS. Let's do the next clip. Happy Together tells the true story of a well-known celebrity who moves in with his happily married friends and helps them reconnect with their younger selves. Here, Damon Wayans Jr. talks about the writers and their talent for developing the show.
I trust these guys, you know. I think they make really great scripts, great stories, great characters, too. Great character development, so I don't feel like I have to do too much.
Yeah!
We will have Damon on later this morning, and Happy Together Season 1 premieres tonight at 8:30 on CBS. So it says it's a true story.
So the guy who created the show had Harry Styles, you know, living in his attic for 2 years at the height of the popularity of One Direction.
Get out.
So, yeah, so the I will have to ask Damon what the relationship was, but it's actually based on his story, and so it's true.
Harry couldn't afford a place of his own?
I guess he could, but he didn't. Wow. He wanted to make sure he was living with someone who was sort of monitoring and protecting his anonymity.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we'll talk to Damon around 9 o'clock this morning, so we'll get to that later on. Now, that's what I have for you.
There you go.
Thank you very much. So, besides Damon on the program, we'll also talk to our buddy Dee Snider. He's got a new album out. Dee's always great to talk to, so around 9:30 we'll chat with him. And also... birthday box, another $1,000. We begin the week full of opportunities for you to win some cash, and that's going to be along in a little less than an hour from now. So we have these things and more coming up, some giveaways, all that stuff. We'll take a quick break, come back in a second, and dive into the thick of it as we begin our work week together once again. We'll be back in a moment.
What's new?
Glad you asked.
Stone Temple Pilots. The record company. I've got this left to the fix. Threw it all out. Shinedown. Cause it's about to get
heavy. New music. More of everything that rocks.
On 93.3 WMMR.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Hey, I'm going to give a little plug to this event that I am hosting. It is called A Mother's Wish Gala Casino Night. My wife is on the board of the charity, and it is for research for people with Crohn's disease. My daughter has Crohn's disease. And that's how my wife got involved with this. And they throw this party every year that is a blast. It's going to be on October 20th. It's at the Doubletree Hilton in King of Prussia. And it's casino night. I mean, we play cards.
From what we hear,
it's blackjack and craps and roulette and all this stuff.
You'd be well advised to get a room.
Yeah, yes.
It is a blowout.
Tiny bit of drinking.
Yes. Yeah.
And you know what? Open bar and food and the whole deal.
And if you don't know how to play any of those table games, like let's say you don't know how to play blackjack.
Yeah.
It's a perfect way to find out.
It's a perfect way for somebody to teach you. You can show them your cards and, hey, what should I do here? And
Stuff
like that.
The chips are redeemable for tickets, which go into the baskets that we have to give away. Yeah. So it's,
You're not pissing off seasoned gamblers at a table.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a fun way to figure out how to play the games. We have a good time. It's a dress up event. You know, we pretend
pants.
Like we pretend like we have lots of money on that particular
Mr.
night.
Mr. Devereaux.
So it's $125 per person, 5-hour open bar and dinner. We'd love to have you come out. So Nick has posted the information on the community page of PrestonandSteve.com. If you want to email me, I can set you up with that, or you can go to amotherswishfoundation.org. So just want to give that plug. I'll hit that a few more times before the event, but come out. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it says in the press release that I'm hosting the activities of the evening.
Oh.
So I will be doing that. But speaking of activities, Kathy's full activities list.
Ooh.
We're going to get to that in the 8 o'clock hour. So
get ready.
Yeah, man.
Get ready to copy that. Well, the info's going to be posted, but you'll want to hear every little bit of it.
Yeah. Steve had, you told me about this, Marty Balin of Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah.
Passed away over the weekend.
Airplane and Starship.
Yeah.
So, and one of the really had a great rock voice. You talk about a rock singer who can sing, really.
Yeah. He was 76 years old.
Yeah.
And just to play, Steve, you had told me that this was your closing the deal song.
It really
was.
Miracles.
Miracles.
Yeah.
Okay, pull up Miracles.
Here we go.
Love you.
It definitely has a moody.
Yeah,
you know, it's almost like when Otter goes brings up the wife to his room. He's like, why don't you let me take your jacket?
I'm gonna slip into something more comfortable.
Yeah, put on the music, set the mood. This is a great song.
It is a great song,
and I forgot about This is a chapter of Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah.
Because they had like three distinctively different sounds.
Yeah, you're exactly
their
right.
Career, and this was like the middle one. I'm trying to think about, you know, I don't think I had ever had a song that would. I immediately think of Let's Get It On, you know, from Marvin Gaye.
And that has an overt. In this song, there's an overt part in the song where he says, I had a taste of the real world, a drop of it, when I, on you.
No.
What? Yeah. Well, when he goes to Toonatown.
Really?
Yes.
I never noticed that.
Yes.
When he says, when I went down on you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a line in
this
song?
It's a line in the song. Had no idea.
You're going to listen to this song
again.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, right.
I didn't have a song, but my friend...
We've got tonight?
Yeah. I mean, that was to get the guys.
We're putting it on. The hell are you guys?
This one's for you, Bud Shank. My friend Brian, every time it was the end of the night and there were one or two girls left in the fraternity basement, would use I've Got Lion King on VHS, if you'd like to go back to my room and watch that. And believe it or not, it worked a lot. It worked like a charm. And it was just one of these things where, like... I don't know if the girl was just gullible or what the deal was, but she would fall for it.
Really?
I have Lion King on VHS.
Would you like to go watch Lion King?
Uh-huh.
And that worked.
And it worked, man.
Wow.
It worked like a charm.
Okay. All right. Everybody's got their own thing.
Would you put together mixtapes?
Yes.
Yeah?
I would do it.
That's the thing of the past now, right? You there's no physical media.
You can do like mix.
You can do a playlist.
Playlist, yeah.
What's this?
Oh. This would be on my mixtape.
With Your Love.
My secret. I don't know these songs.
You don't remember this?
No.
Oh, it's a great song. To me with your
love. And by the way, I was convinced at certain times that I was, you know, in love and you know,
sure.
and but now I know
now you
true
know.
Love. But at that time, you're like, what you doing to me with your love?
Are there any songs now that people of the current generation that are single have that they, you know, is kind of like their secret weapon?
Poopity poop.
Let me pop. Poopity scoop.
Poopity scoop.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
I wouldn't know. I have no idea.
Yeah.
And I can't remember off the top of my head, Steve, if I had any that was like, I'm going to pop this on and this ought to put her in the mood.
Yeah. Have you ever been put in a mood by a song? Have you ever, you know, have you, Kathy, would you ever, if you were setting the mood, what music would you put on?
The Hokey Pokey.
I don't even have I never had a radio in my bedroom.
In your boudoir.
Really?
No.
Not in college? You didn't have a stereo?
Nope. We had it downstairs in the living room.
You had a kettle drum.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just talking about how, like, the first credit card I ever had was just to make sure that I had a decent stereo
in
my college dorm room.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bought a Macy's. I went to Macy's, got a Macy's credit card, so I could get my Iowa 3-disc changer.
The multiple CD player was.
But like, I didn't have a Seal the Deal song. I didn't have a closing song. No, none of that.
Yeah, Miracles was definitely at the in the roster, and on mixtapes, it ended up quite often being on there. There's a whole Goldbergs episode where he puts together, labors on a mixtape, and there was actual time invested in doing it.
Yeah.
Nick just pulled up a text from somebody who says Disney movies were code for sex in college.
Yeah, so I guess so.
Maybe. There's some text coming in. John Mayer works every time.
John Mayer.
A couple of them are popping that in.
Mayer. Coldplay, I assume, ends up a lot.
Do I Want to Know by Arctic Monkeys is a great one in that situation.
Is it really?
Crazy Bitch by Buck Cherry.
Yeah. Your wife loves that song. Yeah.
Dr. Mike had it played at his wife's birthday party on Friday night. And there were kids there, too. And he didn't care. I want to do something crazy. Night Moves by Bob Seger. It gets people going. I don't know. Everybody's got one or two in their playlist, I guess.
But I guess the age of the song doesn't really matter. I mean, if it's a classic, it can be Marvin Gaye, it can be Jefferson Airplane, or it can be something that came out last week. And if it works, it works.
Barry White was always back in the day to be a standard get you in the mood thing.
Yeah. With that voice.
Yeah.
I'm going to take you and do some fall activities.
Yep.
I don't know about, the things they said about love and what can be love and all that stuff. I forgot what the little preamble he does in that particular song.
Let me just finish my dessert and I'll be right in there. Got second half of a pound cake to put away.
Barry White.
See, like, I don't know.
You know, at the Love Unlimited Orchestra, you remember that?
No.
Nope.
You don't remember that? In that romance, so it's just had that vibe. That
to me, like, I don't. If you were in, and I always go back to college, right? Because that's like the only time I wasn't bringing somebody back to my parents' house, right?
Right.
So
you had your own room.
You had my own room.
I totally get it. You're right.
So Iowa 3D CD changer.
Yeah. But that, if you were in my room at the end of the evening, I didn't need to seal the deal. You were already drunk enough to come back to my room. The Seal the Deal song, like, maybe if I was, like, slow dancing with you. So, like, yeah, okay. I would have to go back to, like, maybe high school or something along those lines. Like, If You Don't Know Me by Now or right. Always and Forever or something like that. That might have been.
That was the one?
That might have been it. Yeah.
Around my time was Home Sweet Home by Motley Crue.
Wow.
The power ballad.
Yeah.
Wow. All
but right. But there were some that just had that wistful sort of,
Sure.
Deal.
Hang on a second here. We'll go to Sharon. Hi, Sharon. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. This is an old one, so I don't know how many of you guys are going to remember it, but when I was in college, it was all about Enigma.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Sadness Part 1 was the name of that song. You guys remember that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was like Clannad, right? That was another one that was along those lines. It was like Irish ethereal music.
Sadness, it was monks.
Okay.
Enigma.
Yeah. And they set a beat to it, right?
About the one.
I remember.
Yeah, it was.
And the beat was.
Did Enya serve that? Enya serve that same purpose?
Enya was ethereal, but it was not sexy.
Oh, that's what okay. I was thinking of Enya.
Orinoco Flow.
Okay, yeah,
was the name of that song.
I didn't have any of the other stuff, but I got
to tell
Enya.
You that I really like it. I don't even know what this song means, but it makes me think about you.
No, this is not. This is Enya, but it's not Orinoco Flow. You guys remember Orinoco Flow?
Orinoco Flow.
Yeah, it was very uplifting.
Yeah,
very.
Enya was for sleep, and Nick.
That was for sleep.
That's true. That's a good point. Yeah,
I just thought of one.
What
with Rochelle, which was I did use to close the deal one night. We were already, we had already been in a relationship at that time. But if we wanted to set the mood with candles and everything, it was. Damn it. What was her name? Oh, Sade.
Yes.
Sade. Your love is real. I think the Sweetest Taboo maybe was the one.
or she had a couple of them. No Ordinary Love was another one. That's sexy music.
That is some good stuff. That's
definitely
sexy music. To me, that is a sultry summer sound.
This is no ordinary love.
Whatever happened to her?
I don't know. She was gorgeous, by the way.
She was a model who began singing, right?
Really good singer. Let me go to Anonymous Girl.
You all right?
Welcome to my world.
I choked a little there.
Fun, isn't it?
Anonymous Girl Caller is what I was trying to say. Hi, is this good? Hi, you're on the air, Anonymous Girl. What's up? Sorry.
Hey, what?
So we want to hear what was your go-to, you know, panty dropper song?
Father Figure from George Michael.
That was really?
Yeah.
No daddy issues or anything. It was before George Michael came out as gay. So, you know, it was a George Michael attraction.
Well,
thing,
there was a lot.
It's very breathy.
It is.
I will be your father figure.
And I agree with you about Sade.
There was a lot of the George Michael realm that would have constituted seductive and sexy, you know, even if you weren't a fan. It had that deal.
Yeah, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Absolutely. What's the follow-up lyric to that, by the way?
Ladybird. What's the follow-up?
Don't leave me hanging on the line like, is it a yo-yo?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Wake me up.
Let me hanging like on a yo-yo. Yeah, something like that.
That's horrible.
I don't know.
It's terrible.
Let me go next to...
No.
I'm going to go to Mike.
No.
Hey, Mike, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. So what's your Seal the Deal song that you had back in the day?
Well, when I had my bachelor pad, I had Sade gone. Uh-huh. But the closer was Gino Vanelli's I just want to stop.
And tell you what I feel about you. Seriously, Mike?
There you go.
Wow. All right, thanks. The best version is Jackie Bam Bam singing.
I just want to stop and tell you what I feel about you, babe. I just want to stop for your love.
He wouldn't stop singing that to Casey one morning.
One morning.
I'm not bringing it up. Because he'll play it on his show tonight, and I'll get blamed
for it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. I will go to Mike. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Durka.
What's up, dude?
I just wanted to go with Sade as well. Smooth Operator.
Yep.
Very romantic. Mm-hmm. Very it sets the mood. And I think that, Preston, the first time I heard Sade perform was actually, or that music was live at Live Aid.
I could see that.
And it was like, wow.
Yeah. Saxophone.
There's just sort of a primal, sexy.
By the way, she says coast to coast, LA to Chicago. That's only halfway across.
She was very
the
stupid.
What's that all about? You got to go.
She was surprised. She never even knew that California existed.
I mean, come on.
Wicked Game by Chris Isaac. That worked on some.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's definitely a good one.
And I think
one.
That holds up, too. I think you can use it now.
Yep. I will.
If it's from the heart.
Let me go to Greg. Hey, Greg, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Good. What's up, bud?
My girlfriend at the time had to have Smashing Pumpkins. She had to have the Pumpkins on before we, sealed the deal.
Well, any particular song or just the band?
I remember 1979, I think.
Okay. That's a weird song. Well,
she was very demanding. Like, I'm trying to be very careful.
Put on the goddamn song.
Very demanding.
She had to get hers before I got mine. And so there were a couple things we had to do, and one of them was the pumpkin. So once in a while, you guys will play them, and I just smile from ear to ear. Like,
no kidding. Let me ask you, Greg, would you call her dominant?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I liked it.
Yeah.
She didn't weigh more than a buck, but man. What was the song, the line that goes, she didn't eat meat, but she sure liked the bones?
Oh, my God. That's from Dead Eye Dick. You got to be kidding me. That was, no. It's called New Age Girl.
That's your mood song.
That's the name of the song.
Music is the best time travel, and that is a good example for me. I love it.
Wow.
All right, nice. All right, thanks, Greg. There's definitely those songs, even if you didn't use them for, you know, seduction, that you do remember in association with. Maybe it was on while you guys were doing it, you know, or something
or
like that.
Yes, exactly. It generates that memory.
Man, there's a song that somebody just texted in, and I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but it's the sixth track on Dave Matthews Band Crash, and it's called Say Goodbye. Okay. And basically, it's about two friends who are hanging out, drinking, enjoying the night together. And the point of it is hook up tonight, enjoy this evening, and then tomorrow we'll say goodbye. Tomorrow we'll go our separate ways. So
now say goodbye, you lying little piece of shit.
Yeah. Is that how it ends?
You can hear the romance, right?
That's a little caustic.
No, it's at number 41. Last week we were talking about songs that flow into one into another.
Yeah,
number 41, which is number 5, flows in right into on the CD, flows right into number 6, which is Say Goodbye.
Okay.
And that worked for me once in McLean, Virginia. That was a good night.
So you guys were friends?
We were friends.
Same scenario as the song?
Absolutely.
Did you stay friends after?
Yeah.
That's good.
And she picked the song. It was not me saying, hey, let's put on some Bob Seger and go make out.
You and that goddamn Bob Seger song. Yeah. Can I get the CD player for a second?
Yeah.
But a lot of times what happens is that you use the music to communicate your message, whatever message it is. And that's like for you know, again, miracles for me was when I felt particularly involved with someone.
I was such an idiot when I was a teenager thinking that, though, Steve, that I'll play this song for her and she'll know.
She'll know.
She'll know that I love her.
I'll speak to her through music.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. She's not listening at all.
D. Snyder will tell her how I feel.
Don't you hear? Don't you hear? D says he wants to rock. And that means that I love you. We should rock.
We should rock together.
Yes.
Oh, wait. She's looking at that guy with abs and money.
Right. Yeah. Right, exactly. Oh, man. What a painful memory.
Have you ever had a breakup tape done?
Oh, my God. Yes. Wallowing in your own self-pity.
It's crazy.
Song after song.
Yes.
This is how I feel. This is, you know.
Remember, I made the breakup mixtape, and there was two other girls that I was friends with in high school, and we kind of all got together, and we made the mixtape for the guys that had broken up with us. And we gave it to them as if, like, what? Like, why really? Are we handing this to them?
What was the reaction? I don't recall you saying.
I think the guy that I was dating was so nice that he was like, oh, okay, thank you. And I guess he listened to it. I don't know.
But you feel you have to do an emotional purge, right?
I remember it opened up with Wild Horses.
Which version? The Sundays or?
Sundays
yeah.
That's a good version of that song. Yeah.
My friend in college, he lived the next door over. He and his girlfriend would break up so much. And I knew when they broke up because I would just hear the door slam and then this would come on.
Jamie's crying.
Are you serious?
Her name was Jamie.
And he would crank it up?
Uh-huh.
That's so funny.
Did he want her to hear it on the way out or something?
No. He was just mad and he would like, you're crying, Steve, you bitch! I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I heard this blared at least 5 or 6 times in that whole school year. They broke up so much.
I believe it.
Uh-huh.
But you're right. There's definitely, they're both emotionally impactful. The breakup, I'm through with you music, and the I love you so much.
Mm-hmm. And they very often could be on the A side and the B side of the same cassette.
Yeah, most definitely. All right, I'm going to go to Josh. Josh, you're on the air. Good morning, sir.
Oh, my balls.
Oh, my balls.
Sorry to hear that. What's up, Josh?
Hey, I like to put on... I've been looking for a girl like you by Foreigner.
Waiting for a girl like you, yeah.
I've been waiting for a girl like you
to come into my life.
Oh, man. Yeah, the end of it. Oh, man. He's just going off like, yeah!
Yeah!
I'm sorry. What was that like again, Josh?
Yeah!
Oh. Now I'm all hot.
When music,
thanks, Josh.
Yeah, when music gets to you like that, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Foreigner.
Let me go to Shannon. Hey, Shannon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. So, you want to tell us about a song and tell us your relationship with it, please?
Well, I think this one could go either for either category. Mm-hmm. This Sinead O'Connor, Nothing Compares to You.
I think that's a breakup song.
I do too.
I think that was a breakup song.
I'm pretty sure that was on my mixtape.
So sad.
I don't have the.
This is the
Prince version? No, this is Chris Cornell.
Oh, gotcha. Yes, that one I see as
it, we can't, while, it
wallowing
won't work.
In sadness.
Yeah, it can't work, but nothing. Yeah.
But it's a beautiful melody, and it could be, you know, endearing. Let's hug me while we listen to this.
You know, it's a song like this, Shannon, and it's along the same lines. It's it's hard to do it with the, your sister played the song countless times.
I can't
Preston.
Make you love me.
Oh yeah, no, but I can't make you love me by Bonnie Raitt.
Bonnie Raitt.
Oh my God! So
right?
My sister went through a breakup, and this was and my uncle, I guess, was she had to give him a ride somewhere or like during the week or I forgot the scenario, but they were in the car together a lot, and he was like, if she plays that song one more goddamn time, no one will love her because I'm going to kill her.
It is a great song.
It is.
But
just
5,400 times.
If you don't.
You know who's great in this? Bruce Hornsby's piano.
But imagine, you know, you're a person depressed next to you singing this at the top of their lungs in the car with you.
I'd like to enjoy my life.
Exactly.
And it's all the same to you.
Oh, my God. That's just
desperate.
Like, that is
That's kind of thing. So what's more potent? Maybe the breakup songs are the more potent.
You know? that lead to sex?
Or like in emotion when you're picking music.
Oh, yeah.
By far, right?
I would think that the sad songs say so much.
Yes, they really do.
I would think that the more sad songs about a relationship ending probably have more emotional impact than the I'm in love song, because at least there's happiness involved in that.
It's funny though, because like artistry is attached to sad songs, and when you look at the Beach Boys' Pet Sounds, there's so many of that those songs are sad in nature. And who was it, Murray or who, the manager of the Beach Boys, where he was talking to Brian Wilson, he's like, sad songs don't sell records, you know, you gotta come back with the upbeat Beach Boys stuff. But everybody looks at Pet Sounds as the seminal artist.
There's so many great, there's, in fact, there's more loftier love music on Pet Sounds.
Right.
Yeah, great stuff.
I'd have to pull up a list of like power ballads from the late 1980s, because that's when I was in my late teens.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, like Love Bites from Def Leppard, even though that was a sad song,
right?
It's talking about how bad love is. It was a ballad, and ballads make you want to, I don't know, you know.
They can have the converse, you know. All I just think of is when you were younger and you lack the ability of a language to convey your thoughts, it's so ham-handed the way you'll use music to convey the message.
Another good one was Never Say Goodbye by Bon Jovi. That one, I think I used that one.
Yeah.
Let me go to Jamie, who wanted to comment on Bon Jovi. Hey, Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Sorry to bother you at work.
It's okay.
All right. What's up, Jamie?
Okay. So I have two love songs and one breakup song.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So Bon Jovi, Bed of Roses is my go-to love song.
Okay.
I lost my virginity to 112 Peaches and Cream.
Wait, to what?
Peaches and Cream by 112.
How does that go?
I don't know.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
A terrible singer. Okay. Peaches and Cream, I need it because I'm known like a fiend. Getting freaky in the back of the limousine. It was bad.
Wow. and so you, wow, that's an interesting, it's an interesting song. So, but it's an important moment in your life, so that you're always constantly, that'll always be part of your history.
It really is, and I'm still friends with that guy. So when I hear it on the radio, I call him.
Nah.
Yeah, that I wonder what. Yeah, that would constitute. That's a little bit weird, you know, for that. But I guess it, you know, it worked. Whatever it was,
you know. So
go ahead.
I just remembered a song that had a pivotal moment in the night. I lost my virginity.
Which was?
It was "Don't Stop Believin'" by Journey.
Oh, that's a great song.
Really? It wasn't on at the time, but somebody I know was in the other room, and they had a piano at this house and had been playing this intro to the song. So, and then after that, we the girl and I went into the bedroom and did the nasty, and then, but I... This will ever be etched in my own personal story because of that.
Journey has a lot of great romantic open arms. It's a beautiful song.
That's a deal sealer right there.
Yeah.
Faithfully.
Come on! I mean, that writes itself. Come on. Let me see. I will go to Judy. Hey, Judy, good morning.
Good morning, Gadzooks.
Gadzooks. What's up, Judy?
How about, I know this is out of your genre, but I'll Be Sure used to get me every time.
I'll Be Sure.
Give me a title or two, because I have played some I'll Be Sure. I just don't remember the titles.
Neither do I.
It doesn't matter. It all works.
Right. When I hear it, I know it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So would you, if you were trying to create the mood, you'd put him on?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. It's sometimes are you know people will be you sort of sheepishly say what well okay it's Cisco you know
go back and put the Cisco CD on which I didn't think about this. I guess girls will do the same thing, right?
Yes, of course.
To put on some music to
the mood.
Set the mood.
I would think girls would more so.
It tends to be a little bit of, I think we tend to perceive it as a greater degree of romance involved, right?
Is it that?
Bill, you didn't have music in your.
No, I also didn't have boys in my room.
That's true.
Yeah.
Clorox and towels.
But you could be, and also if you were, and this is several years ago.
She couldn't even get candy out of a vending machine.
If it was late night and you happened to be in a car, which a lot of places, that's where you had
no
choice but to be, you know, there's like a late night dedication show on somewhere. Yes, some radio station.
Who's that?
Nothing But Love song.
Who's that music?
Delilah?
Delilah.
Yeah, the Delilah show.
This is Delilah.
What?
It's a long distance love. You know, she's a sort of a Casey Kasem for late night.
She's up there in years right now, though.
Yeah, and you would call
this
her Preston.
From Little Rock.
And ask her.
Could you play out? Be sure. That's sure it. Will.
What song? I don't know.
I'll go to Karen. Hey, Karen, good morning.
Hi.
What's up, Karen?
Hi, bitches.
Hello. Hi, bitch.
I love that.
What's up, Karen?
Hi.
Hi.
Is This Love by Whitesnake?
That's a good power ballad.
That's a good one.
Yes.
Yes. I actually pretended I was Tanya Katane, trying to lure my husband into the bedroom. He's out there. He's listening. His name's Eric.
No, he's probably horny right now.
He's so excited.
That is so cool.
Would you slide around on a Jaguar? Or that's what she did in the video.
I can't tell.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
So Whitesnake at the time had a number of power romance ballads.
Power ballad, yeah. All right, well, interesting. Steve had put on his list Miracles by Jefferson Airplane as a seal the deal song.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, a member of the band died over the weekend, Marty Ballin. So,
you know what? A little piece of a fun fact here in that horrible Star Wars special, Nick.
Oh, the life special?
Yeah. The starship with Marty Ballin, there's a video.
What?
It's in it.
What?
Are you serious?
I swear to God. Wow. Yeah.
Interesting.
Oh man, they were reaching for that.
Well, they had all the proper science fiction characters. They had Harvey Korman and B. Arthur. I think Art Carney was there as well.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
All right. Anyway, thanks for your calls. Appreciate it. And we do need to take a break because I want to make sure that we have an opportunity for you to get the proper word for our $1,000 giveaway with MMR's Birthday Bucks Part 2. We'll come back in a moment with that. Bizarre file stories are on the way. And then after that.
Whoa!
Kathy's fall activities.
Yay!
It happens today. We'll be right back.
MMR was pretty humbled when the biggest hard rock band on the planet said yes to playing our final big birthday concert event. Okay, maybe not humbled, more like ecstatic. The MMR 50th finale with Metallica. October 25th, we blow out the 50 candles on our cake and blow the roof off the Wells Fargo Center. We begin our 50-day march to Metallica. Every day, you can win the coolest Metallica treasures, CDs, concert posters, collectible vinyl, and tickets. Grand prize, meet the band and take home a custom Metallica Yeti cooler. It's MMR's 50th finale with Metallica. On sale now at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com.
MMR's birthday box.
Birthday box.
8 o'clock on the nose. Here we go, friends. Your chance to win $1,000 cash. From MMR's Birthday Bucks Part 2 contest, the keyword for this hour is health. H-E-A-L-T-H. And you have until 15 minutes after the hour. Do not text it to us. It doesn't work that way. You won't win anything. You have to enter via WMMR's mobile app or at WMMR.com. Once again, the word is health. H-E-A-L-T-H. You have until 15 minutes after the hour to enter that through the mobile app or WMMR.com. And one winner selected at random wins $1,000 in this company-wide contest. Good luck to you from WMMR.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
Brought to you this morning by Dunkin' Donuts. Fuel up this fall at Dunkin' with $2 any-sized iced coffees from 2 to 6 p.m. Try any of Dunkin's delicious flavors like maple pecan or pumpkin. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary. Limited time offer. A kayaker in New Zealand testing out a newly launched camera captured amazing video of a seal whacking a fellow kayaker in the face with an octopus.
It's amazing.
Tayo Mazuda was on a GoPro-funded kayaking trip off the coast of Kaikoura in New Zealand's South Island to test the company's new Hero 7 Black camera. Mazuda said around lunchtime, the seals began to swim around them looking for food. He said one seal swims right up next to us, having an octopus in his mouth, pops right up out of the surface next to us. He tries to chew up the leg, but he ended up slapping our face with it. Video shows the seal springing out of the water with the octopus clutched in its mouth and then clobbering kayaker Kyle Mullander in the face with its lunch. Just throws it at him and he ends up hitting him in the face with the... And it's a pretty big octopus too, man.
Here, you eat it.
Yeah. Masuda said the raw moment brought the group a lot of laughter all day long and it's one that they will never forget.
And of course, then they hunted down the seal and killed it.
Of course they did. No, I don't think they did it. A Florida woman, incensed because a man refused to have sex with her, cut his face with a kitchen knife on Thursday.
Okay.
Catherine Tavares was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. The man was hospitalized after rejecting Tavares' request for sex several times. Police responded to her apartment at 3:30 in the morning. The man was standing in the doorway with his face covered in blood and told police that, quote, "She hit me with a knife. I can't see." The man had several cuts on his face and was treated at a local hospital. She was booked to the county jail and bail was set at $15,000.
This is something I think the music of George Michael could help.
Maybe. Father figure.
Turn this around.
A Florida grandmother, I love this story, opened her blinds early Friday morning expecting to see her cat on the back porch only to see a naked man standing there. Alex Rivera was wearing a two-piece jail outfit and a pair of flip-flops when he faced a judge on Friday afternoon on charges of burglary and exposing sexual organs. But that's three more items of clothing than police said Rivera was wearing when he was discovered on Penelope Patterson's screen porch around 2 a.m. So listen to the recounting of this from this grandmother. She said, "I always look first. I opened the blinds and I said, what the hell? That's not my cat."
She's right.
Now, Peterson, who once worked in security and law enforcement, decided that she would give the intruder a fright. So she took out her teeth and then she looked at him and shouted, "Grandma, no teeth." and it scared the guy away.
Grandma, no teeth.
Yes, exactly.
Hi, Grandma.
That's what she did. She figured that was the right thing to do, was to take out her teeth and to yell, Grandma, no teeth.
I'm sorry, sweetie, but that's a selling point.
At Rivera's first appearance hearing, the prosecutor said alcohol may have been a factor.
Could you imagine that?
He's being held in the county jail.
What happened to her cat, by the way? Did we find out?
We never did find out about the fate of the cat. Brian and Jennifer Butler were having themselves a wedding to remember until things got a little rowdy. They had their cake and first dance, while maid of honor Amanda Willis started drinking. According to guest Robert Templeton, he said she was a mess. She drank almost a whole entire bottle of Fireball.
Holy hell.
And according to Jennifer Butler, the bride, she said she was drunk within 20 minutes to a half hour. Willis started asking people for their keys. She said she just went up to the best man, grabbed his keys out of his pocket, and jumped in his car. Willis backed out and almost hit the best man, Brian's brother, who grabbed onto the car. And then she said she took off and his feet were dragging across the ground.
Holy Jesus.
He had to hit the emergency brake. Guests wrestled Willis out of the car. She went back inside. She grabbed up a big bottle of Captain Morgan and started guzzling it, said Jennifer.
Grandma, no cheat.
Then they say she got into a bit of an extra aggressive and violent episode. Templeton said, as soon as I turned around, she came up and cracked me upside the face.
Cracked me upside the face. It occurs to me she doesn't know how to act at a wedding.
She faces charges of larceny, battery, grand theft of a motor vehicle, and violation of probation.
Damn, that was a good wedding.
While Willis was supposed to be the bride's best friend, Jennifer Butler said that the two are no longer friends.
What happened?
After allegedly burglarizing a fraternity house, a 25-year-old woman reportedly was caught with her pants down by a house member. The woman, identified as Melissa Lenz, allegedly entered the Lambda Chi Alpha fraternity at Oklahoma City University on Sunday through the front door, which was unlocked. She then went into a room where she stole hundreds of dollars in cash and a set of car keys. Now, during that time, Lenz also reportedly defecated in the middle of the same room.
Wow.
A fraternity member who has not yet been identified walked in on her while she was in the process of defecating.
Since it was a frat house, no one noticed.
At the time, Lenz screamed and pulled up her pants before slamming the door. Shortly after that, when police arrived, they allegedly found a plastic bag that, quote, smelled of fecal matter.
I had to poop.
Though Lenz allegedly escaped the house through an open window before police arrived.
She went out an open window?
She was later located and arrested. That's correct.
Front door was not convenient enough.
You know, you got one of those?
We're looking at a mugshot of her. She looks like the Leave Britney Alone guy. If you remember him. All right, and there you go. That's what I have in the B-file for you this morning. All right, a reminder. You got a little time. You got until 15 minutes after the hour to send over this word via our mobile app or WMMR.com. Do not text it. It does not work that way. The keyword for MMR's birthday bucks this hour is health. And one winner is going to be selected at random and win $1,000 in our company-wide contest.
That app is so freaking easy. It actually pops up and reminds you.
Yep. So get on it. Do it now. We're going to take a break. And when we return.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Are we building this up?
Yeah. I think so.
Kathy's fall activities.
Oh my gosh!
Coming up.
Fall activities!
We'll be right back.
The Preston and Steve Show on 93.3 WMMR. Like the podcast, you'll also love it live when you can call in. Weekdays from 6 a.m. to about 10:30 a.m. on the radio at 93.3 WMMR. Or stream the show live via MMR's mobile app.
I guess I should have mentioned this earlier, but for our Word of the Week prize this week, we have a trip for two to attend an exclusive party on set of The Walking Dead in Atlanta.
Whoa!
Two nights hotel, airfare from Philly to Atlanta, ground transportation, and tickets to the party.
That's freaking awesome.
With the undead. How sweet is that? And Walking Dead comes back this Sunday.
Did you see they had a special last night, in preparation for it, the coming attractions. Wow. Looks amazing.
I'm all caught up.
Yeah, you're good to go.
I'm ready to go. Okay, so we give that away. We'll do the letter of the day at the end of today's program. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready. I guess.
There's even a song for this.
Yeah.
That's what I'm ready for.
Before I play it, I have to thank Kyle McCarty in our video department. Kyle is an outstanding R&B singer and a very, very creative guy as well. And I said, we need a theme.
Yeah.
And he said, all right. And he ran with it. You guys ready?
Yes.
This is the Fall Activities theme song. Here we go.
All I want to do in the middle of the fall is activities. Oh, Kathy, please help me. I never thought that finding something to do in the fall would be so difficult. What can there be? Oh, yeah, yeah. What am I to do when the leaves start falling from the trees outside? Oh, Kathy, please help me. I never knew there was more to this than just carving pumpkins. Yeah. It's been a year since she last did this. Fall activities list. What else can I say? I think you've got the gist. Can't wait to do Kathy's fall activities. Fun in the autumn leaves. Fall activities. This list is right for me. Fall activities. Oh, Kathy, help me please.
And that is our intro.
Beautiful.
Kyle McCarty for Kathy's Fall Activities.
Legendary.
Activities.
Oh, that's perfect. A legendary segment gets a legendary musical treatment.
Oh, my God.
Yes,
that's awesome.
Yes. All right. So we have 10 things that Kathy has come up with for you to participate in during the fall season.
By the way, this was born of the actual fact that listeners would start to, you guys would start to request the places that Kathy was mentioning she was going out with Jace and going to visit during the fall.
Mm-hmm.
And so now there's seasonal activities that pop up, especially around Christmas. Right now we're in fall activities, but you would get bombarded with requests. We said, let's just you know, do it and put together a full segment where you list your favorite spots. Now, this year's a little bit different, right?
Well, yeah. So what I did, it started. So the story was that my cousin and I would take, we have sons that are around the same age. And before they started school, when fall would hit, we both work early in the morning. So
yeah.
We would take the afternoon and we would go do things. I mean, we were out a couple times a week. We were traveling all over the place. For fall activities, it was crazy, and you guys made fun of me one day, and then people started contacting me. Where do you go? You know, what do you do? Things like that.
By the way, we call this an activities list, and our sales managers call it free advertising.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Are they mad about it?
No, I don't care. Okay. They probably will be, but who knows?
But you know what? Like, you don't have to travel that far. Like, so from the Philadelphia city proper, Kathy, what's the farthest away that you're going to have to travel to do any of these things?
You know, I think it is, hold on. I think it's this farm that's out in Coatesville.
Okay. That's not bad.
That's really not that bad.
Not bad at all.
Yeah. So last year we kind of did like a mishmash of like a bunch of different things, like different places you could go, different activities. So what I did this year was, because Jace and my cousin's son are in school now, we're kind of limited to what we can do. We can really only do it on the weekends, because by the time they get home from school and sports and all that,
it's weekend fall
tired.
Activities.
Yeah.
And nighttime fall activities?
Yeah.
Or are those okay?
Yeah, there's a couple night things on here. So what I did was basically the 10 things that we are going to do that are on our schedule. We have a schedule, a shared calendar, mm-hmm. and we put them on there, and we have like dates of when we're going to be there
awesome.
And what time we're going.
Awesome. You know.
Okay, we ready to get started?
Yes, sure.
All right, here we go.
Fall activities.
Number one.
My suggestion, obviously, would be to visit your favorite farm. It doesn't have to be, you know, the one that I picked. I put two of my favorites on here, which are reoccurring every single year I do fall activities. And it's Shady Brook Farm out in Yardley and Mary Mead, which is in Montgomery County. I love those farms.
I just went there last year. At Merrimead. It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's awesome. By there yesterday.
Yeah.
Both of them are like, you could spend a full day there if you wanted to. You'll spend hours there.
And you can get baked goods.
You can get baked. Merrimead has the greatest ice cream. I love their ice cream. And my son loves the chocolate milkshakes at Shady Brook.
Okay.
But what I like about Shady Brook too, which we've done every single year, is they take their Halloween attractions during the day and they make them no scare. So if you do have younger kids, they can walk through them and there's not people jumping out at you.
It's also good for you if you're a pussy.
They're seven, Relax.
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, so that's one?
That's one. Fall activities. Number two this year is Canaloween, and it's actually just a street that is lined with jack-o'-lanterns, and it's along the historic Delaware Canal in Yardley as well.
Okay, it's Canaloween?
Canaloween, and okay. You can take part in,
really?
In the carving. Yeah, they actually have a carvathon, which is on October 28th. This is like a shorter attraction. You have to go right around Halloween. So you can go out, you can carve the pumpkins, you can have a pumpkin on display there.
So these are, so anybody can contribute a pumpkin, a jack-o'-lantern to this. How what's the distance? What are we talking about?
Of how long it is?
The whole street, the whole couple of streets?
It's just one, it's one long street that is along the canal.
Wow.
And then the actual stroll kicks off on the 28th and then runs through November 3rd. So it's that Halloween weekend is when you'll have that.
Okay, that's number two.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fall activities.
So this is my, I think this is my favorite one. And not because it doesn't include Jace, but because it's something brand new. And it's for the adults. And they've had it in the past. For whatever reason, I knew nothing about it, but I booked my tickets
already.
Can
I guess?
Yeah.
Swingerine?
No.
Swingerine.
No. But I do have a friend who's probably taking part in that.
Okay.
No, wait. Chad's Ford Winery does an adult trick-or-treat.
Okay.
So it's basically wine and, like, treats.
Okay. We were just going to head out. My wife and I were going to head out to Chad's Ford. So when do they do this?
They do it on from Saturdays and Sundays from September 29th to October 28th.
Hmm.
And it's five stops. You kind of stroll through the winery, five stops. You get, you know, different samplings of wines and other drinks. And then they'll have Halloween treats for everybody that pair with what you're drinking.
Okay.
I would love to make a recommendation because I love going to Chad's Ford. But get a designated driver for that one because when you go down there and you start sampling the wines, it's hard to stop.
Nick, never a consideration when you're traveling with me.
Well, then I'm going to go with you more often. But you get down there, and it's not necessarily close to anything. So,
yes,
you know,
no, you're right.
Have somebody to drive you home is a great idea.
That's a very good suggestion.
Yeah, so we're going to that with a whole group. We have a whole group that's going. We bought our tickets. I'm not sure if they sell out or not, but we bought the tickets ahead of time just to make sure that we had spots.
Maybe it syncs up with Uberine.
And you know what? If you wear a costume, you actually get 20% off any purchases if you buy bottles of wine while you're there.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
That's a good discount.
It is. So that's number three.
All right. Full
activities. Full activities.
So the next one was new on the list last year, but I actually never made it out because Jace got sick. It's what is now called the Witches and Wizards Weekend, which is formerly known as the Harry Potter.
Right. I was around Chestnut Hill and around that whole area. That, you know, it's not my haunt now. They've changed it, as you said, from the Harry Potter thing because apparently they don't want the free promotion and the adulation of Harry Potter fans. We're going to be there anyway. So they use this name and they get around it.
Yeah, so apparently Warner Brothers cracked down on festivals just like this. And
stop it!
Yeah, and basically said stop using...
Stop celebrating and promoting our movie line.
Yeah, so this weekend's October 19th and 20th. It runs through Chestnut Hill. The thing that's different about this, though, not just the name, but if you remember last year, there were street closures and people were walking like miles to get to this because you had to park really far away. There was designated parking areas. You basically couldn't travel through Chestnut Hill or at least around the side streets. It was pretty difficult to get around. They're not closing the streets this year. Now, Germantown Ave was like completely filled.
They're not closing the streets this year?
They are not closing
the streets. That's going to be interesting.
So, and I reached out to try to get some information and I didn't get much. All I got was basically what's listed on this blog and on their website. And they still promise all of the same things. But they're not closing the
street. Doesn't that sound counterproductive, though?
Well, I was there. So I was there and got to really experience it fully from Friday night because I hike around that area all the time. And I took, you know, I went down Friday evening. There were loads of people. There were loads of Harry Potter characters. Every I told you, the dry cleaners, for Christ's sake, had stuff up. Every business had something out. Streets were closed in some cases. And there were street performers and things going on. But there were a lot of people.
Thousands.
That's what I said. Yeah. I said in the blog, there's no word on where the people and everything is going to go. But they're saying that traffic on Germantown will not shut down. Now, I don't know. I asked if other streets were going to be shut down. I didn't get an answer. So I don't know if the side streets are going to be closed or they'll be set up there. But they're saying Germantown will remain open.
All right. What's the date on that again, Kath?
That is October 19th and 20th.
Okay. All right.
It's a two-day event.
By the way, adults, there are loads of
bar and pub stuff going on.
Yeah, so I think Friday is mainly adults. They do like a pub crawl, and then I think Saturday is both. Obviously, all the bars will be open, but it's a little more kid-friendly on Saturday.
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Fall activities.
Number five.
By the way, I'm banging this.
Absolutely.
Might as well, man. Play the crap out of it.
It's okay. I love it. Number five, I'm really excited about, and Preston, I actually talked to your wife, Rochelle, about this because she's been there, but it's out near you. It is in Skipack. It's a pumpkin succulent workshop.
Pumpkin succulent workshop.
Yeah, a place called Floral and Hardy of Skipack. It's a garden center.
I'd like to attend the pumpkin succulent workshop.
Totally.
It'll be myself and my son.
I love it. I can't take it. I love it so much. So they do.
How many succulents will be represented?
They do different classes. So you can do a wood pumpkin painting. They have a kids' Halloween mini garden workshop.
Would it be possible to rent someone else's hands? I don't want mine to get dirty.
No, listen. I'll get my manicure the day after.
So they do the full blown all sorts of activities. We're looking at a picture of this. Pretty cool.
Yeah, they have a family day coming up on October 20th as well, but the classes is really what I was most interested in at this garden center, and I'm going to do the pumpkin succulent class.
Man, pumpkin succulent class.
What the hell does that mean anyway? So succulent.
You know what a succulent is?
Yeah, no. It's a vegetable, right?
No, it's a plant.
Yeah.
A plant. Yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah,
so yeah, basically, yeah. I think the picture kind of explains it, but basically you're carving out.
Yeah, when's that sucking?
You're carving out. No, don't look at that picture, Press. That's not it. You're carving out a pumpkin, and then you're putting the succulents in it and kind of making like a centerpiece.
Okay.
That maybe would go in your house somewhere.
I gotcha.
Maybe you're making a jack-o'-lantern with succulents instead of actual holes in the pumpkin.
Or maybe you make the jack-o'-lantern and then you stick the succulents in the top.
Yes. That's exactly what that's what I saw. Okay. That's what I'm envisioning so that you can use it past Halloween. It's all of fall, Nick.
Which had suck things thought.
That's different. All right, nice. And
That was number five.
All right, we're ready to move on.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Fall activities.
So the
number six. Clearly your favorite part of the list.
Are you kidding me?
I appreciate anything she said. I'm just playing the jingle.
Fall activities.
So the next one actually is one of the first ones that I'm going to, which is this week, but it's The Glow.
Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling?
Not The Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, no. It's a jack-o'-lantern. It's basically the Canaloween that I talked about. It's like the Canaloween on steroids.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, there's like hundreds of pumpkins, huge, giant displays.
Where's that?
This is right in the city. It's right at, what's the...
Franklin Square?
Yes, Franklin Square.
Get the hell out.
Where they had the Chinese Lantern Festival.
Yeah, we did the Chinese Lantern Fest over the summer, and that was... That was really, really awesome. Okay.
You know what? Actually, Nick, double check if it's there. I have it here that it's displayed in Fairmount Park.
There seems to be a question about where this particular fall activity is taking place.
Yeah. No. I thought it was there. I don't think it is. I think it's in Fairmount Park.
It's in Fairmount Park.
Double check on that because this is pretty cool.
Yeah,
we're looking at a video footage of it, and that looks awesome.
It's in West Fairmount Park.
Okay.
There's an ATM from Citizens Bank nearby.
Just a quick question. Will there be automatic teller machines in proximity to fall activity?
It's right near the man. Right near the man.
It's near the man. Yeah. Okay. All right, gotcha.
In case I need cash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this is like, it's just huge displays. And
it is the man. It's in the man. It's at the man music center.
It's in the man? Is it at the man?
It's at the man.
It's the man music center.
It is the man.
Where the ATM is located.
Right.
And it's about a third of a mile long, filled with different displays.
Just how long is this?
About a third of a mile.
That's how can you not love? Yeah. You know the lights and the whole thing, the jack-o'-lanterns, the presentation. I didn't even know about this fall activity, and it's actually fairly close to me.
Well, and I feel like too the jack-o'-lanterns, like that's Halloween. Once you carve the pumpkins, and you know, like that's the meaning of Halloween for
us. And brutally gory horror movies.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
So that was number six, Preston.
All right. Fall activities.
Number seven is Peddler's Village Scarecrow Festival, and that's kind of a staple. If you've never been there, it's something really cool to see. They have all of the scarecrows set up and pretty impressive ones. I've done other scarecrow festivals on my list before. This is definitely by far the best one. Some of the other ones didn't kind of live up to expectations.
Crappy scarecrows?
Well, no, this is not crappy scarecrows.
No, these are good scarecrows.
These are, and you know what? They put them on display pretty early. They're already up, and then it goes until October 28th.
Mm-hmm. Peddler's Village is a lot of cool stuff out there.
Yeah, and that's the thing too. If you go out to this, it's also another, you can spend the day there. This is just one of the things that they have to do in Peddler's Village. So that's Preston is number seven.
All right.
Fall activities.
Wow. We've got some prime stuff here, and we're zipping along.
Mm-hmm. Number eight, I'm really, really, really excited about. And I spoke to the people over at this place, and they're excited to be on this list. So that was cool. And I've never been there. Ott's Mum Mountain.
Yes. Ott's?
Never been to Ott's.
I've never been to Ott's.
Love it. See, Ott's is right by me. We drive by it all the time, and it's a must.
What is Ott's?
It's a nursery. It's where they sell, you know, plants, all kinds of things that you can buy.
I've heard of them.
They have these huge greenhouses there, and I'm sorry to steal your thunder.
No,
here,
go ahead.
Kathy,
he's stealing my philosophy.
I can't believe he's doing this.
Son of a bitch.
inside is basically a rainforest.
Yes.
There's a huge, it's like three, four stories high, all of these succulents, all these plants.
Succulents and mums.
Waterfall, all this stuff is really cool. But then they have the Mum Mountain, which is really, really cool. It's this big hill that's built up, and they put mums all over them. Now, mums start to
rot,
bloom this time of year. They're the cold weather flower that you see. And when the entire hill, this is a video of Nick's son Ben climbing on it we're looking at right now. But when the colors come out, it's amazing.
It's beautiful, yeah. Right? So I saw a picture of it, and my cousin, who I do all these activities with, her sister moved out that way. And so she sent me a picture, and she's like, this has to go onto our list. Like, we have to go to this. So I spoke to the people over at Ott's, and they actually plant their mums in the beginning of July. They said right around July 4th weekend is when they plant them. And normally the first 2 weeks of October is when it'll be peak where they'll bloom. But they said last year they saw it a little bit later. It was actually closer to Halloween. Mm-hmm. So they're kind of keeping an eye on it now to see where in October is the best, or when in October will
so
be the best.
So mum's the word. Do we have an idea as to when? What are they projecting this year for the bloom?
They really didn't know. They said they project it to be the second week in October, but last year it was much later, so they were kind of going to wait to see.
I have not driven by Ott's in a few days, but I do. There are some mums in my neighborhood, and they've started to bloom.
Really? Yeah.
So
that could be indicative.
I don't know if they're all out yet or not, but I have seen some colors pop.
Ott's is great. I've been there many times over the years, and Steve, often they will have little kitties wandering around the entire place.
Yeah, there's cats.
There's cats. The yeah.
Excuse me, will there be kitty cats? That's your mom's mountain.
And they are Ott's Exotic Plants in Schwanksville, and they said that they're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and then Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Exactly how many ATMs do you have?
And you can purchase all of the exotic plants, too.
Okay. Oh, wow.
So that's number eight.
Number eight already?
Oh, my God. It's just zipping by. However, these are this year, I think you're saying, these are ones you're absolutely going to attend all of them, A, and then B, you've actually will take the time to curate them all and give us the
yes.
feedback. Okay.
Okay, that was number eight.
Fall activities.
Time for number nine.
So this is a new one. I've never been to this farm. We're going to try to visit a third farm on the list, and it is the Hurricane Hill Farm in Coatesville. And some of us visiting for one reason, others visiting for another reason. So they have a Philadelphia Eagles corn maze, which is really cool. They kind of took like a drone photo of the maze.
It's pretty impressive.
It's pretty cool. It's basically, you know, like an Eagles player. But then they also have a sunflower hayride, which I thought was really cool.
Sunflower hayride.
Yeah.
That's cool. Wait a minute. I'm sorry. We're looking at the overhead view of the corn maze, and at the bottom it actually spells out world champions.
Oh, wow.
And in the upper right hand corner you can see a player with the helmet on.
And then at the top you see it says
Philadelphia Eagles. That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then they have a smaller maze, which they're calling the underdog, and that's obviously for the younger kids.
I don't know that I've ever tried to tackle a maze this big.
Yeah.
That's complex.
That is huge,
it's five man. Acres.
Wow.
If you look at all the entrances, though, there, Preston, along the maze route, there are ATMs.
Oh, well, thank goodness.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
in case you need to bribe somebody to get you out of there. I do enjoy corn mazes, but there comes a point where I'm like, okay, I don't know what
F
the hell
this.
Get me out of here. Airlift me out.
Excuse me, I'm currently trapped in your corn maze.
Yeah.
Which ATM should I be looking for?
You know, most of the farms, too, obviously have, you know, they'll have farm animals and they'll have other activities for the kids. So it's again, places that you can go and kind of spend the day and have a nice fall.
I love that stuff. I love, you know, and just obviously the others, which are not on your list, the ones that go to the Lindvillas and the Arisabas.
Well, maybe we can add a couple at the end.
Yeah. And of course, like I said, Lindvilla, like my sister-in-law just went this weekend and, you know, there's so much to do there. Yeah. It's just like it's endless there. Yeah. So
I love the smell. I love the pump. No, you're just saying to try some different things and add it to your list, because a lot of times you do one or two, and you go, I guess that's it. But there's others to check out.
Yeah, and we would kind of tour all of these when the kids weren't in school, but now they're in school.
Take
now,
them so out of schools. School's so overrated.
Yeah. We've got to do our favorites. All right, so are you ready for the last fall activity?
Yeah, I think I am.
Fall activities.
Wait, play it again.
All right.
Fall activities.
The last one is the Franklin Fright, and it's at the Franklin Institute, and it's basically just, it's like a Halloween day at the Franklin Institute, and they have all kinds of things planned. They're turning the giant heart, obviously everybody knows that, into like a spooky little haunted house.
A spooky haunted house?
That you walk through, yeah.
Okay. Haunted heart.
Yeah.
And then, everybody's got a haunted heart.
I'm sure you know, and Nick, and probably Caroline too, but are they obsessed with slime and making their own slime?
Oh my God, yeah. We've gone in and out of that phase, but there was a stretch that it was, making slime.
So you can do that there. They're going to have that. They're going to have slimy ghost bubbles. They said smoky demons. And then they're going to do apparently a ball explosion. That's all I know. They wouldn't give me
ball explosion?
Too many details, but they basically said that that's going to be the kids' favorite.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I have bought so much contact solution.
Yes.
We may as well invest in Bausch & Lomb
whatever.
It's ridiculous. That's one of the ingredients for slime.
Is it for slime?
Yes, it is. The saline solution or whatever it is that you use.
And this is just one day. It's not throughout the entire season.
It's
Saturday, October 27th, and you just buy general admission to the museum, and then you can go and do all the Halloween stuff.
Is there a max out point, though? If you don't buy tickets in advance, are you...
I mean, I'm sure the Franklin Institute, has a capacity, but I'm not sure if they ever sell out their general admission tickets.
All right.
It's just one night or one day.
Can I add a fall activity?
Yeah.
Okay, this is...
Fall activities!
It's
Preston's fall activity.
And I think you've had it in the past, Kathy, but I got to mention the pig races at Freddie Hill Farms.
I
assume they still do it. I don't know, but it was always on the weekends. And Freddie Hill Farms also is, pumpkin patch and hay rides and all the things you would expect at a farm. There's, like you said, go to your local farm. There's probably something going on. But the pig races were always lot of fun. Yeah. So I had to throw that one in there.
Yeah. And you know what, too? There's, we're going to do a Boo with the Zoo. They have it at Elmwood Park Zoo or Philadelphia Zoo. We went to Sesame this past weekend. It was beautiful out. So there are other activities that we're doing. But those were ones that I had done in the past. So I tried to throw some new ones on here for you.
Okay. Anybody else want to add?
Club Riscare. It's a great event.
It's a great
How has that not happened before?
Yes.
You're a genius. It's just amazing.
That's crazy.
So scary. They bring in 70-year-olds.
Oh, jeez.
Nick, were you going to have one?
No, I'm just blown away by fall, Club or Scare. But the fall activities at...
Fall activities!
At Freddie Hill begin this weekend, Preston. So October 6th and 7th, and they'll start doing the hay rides and the pig races and that kind of stuff.
Okay, all right, good. Well, the entire... Their list is available at PrestonAndSteve.com.
The song is on there as well.
Ah, very good.
I will add something if you want to see. It's a little bit of fun, but it's the Mutt Strutters this weekend.
Okay.
And if you're annoyed by people dressing their dogs up in costumes, stay away. But if you love it, then you're going to want to come out and see it. I'm going to be emceeing it, I think maybe with Matt Cord as well. But it's a lot of fun.
And as we go through all these fall activities, I'm going to post a lot of pictures on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and I'm going to use the hashtag Kathy's Fall Activities. And last year, some people started to kind of send messages to me or tag me in their posts. And I would ask if you do any of these, my suggestions or other ones, so I can see. Tag me in your fall activity posts.
Okay, fair enough. Kathy's Fall Activities. I'm going to hit this one more time.
All I want to do in the middle of the fall is activities. Oh, Kathy, please help me. I never thought that finding something to do in the fall would be so difficult. What can there be? Oh, yeah, yeah. What am I to do when the leaves start falling from the trees outside? Oh, Kathy, please help me. I think you've got the gist.
McCartney for putting together Cappy's awesome activities list jingle and stingers. And the list is available for you. And seriously, go do it. Schedule these events.
You will have a blast.
You're going to have a damn good time. I need to go to a caller real quick. This is David. Hey, David, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, Preston. How you doing?
Doing wonderful. I understand. Are congratulations in order to you?
They are, indeed. And I just won $1,000.
Oh, dude! On a Monday!
How about that, man?
That makes fall even better.
Yes. Dave makes up for all that money you spent over the weekend, right?
Yes, I'm going to be barely doing some fall activities.
Yes.
Well, the great part is, David, is that you don't have to go to the ones that have a lot of ATMs. You can go with ones where there are fewer.
He doesn't need them.
He doesn't need them.
By the way, David is from Sicklerville.
Sickler.
Yeah.
Campy.
That's
sick
awesome.
Sick damn in Sicklerville.
Hey, congratulations to you, David. We hope you enjoy that money and think of us while you're spending it, all right?
You got it. I definitely will. Thank you so much.
All right, David from Sicklerville. Congratulations. Next time to win is at 11 a.m. Get yourself set for that. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. And Damon Wayans Jr. will be joining us on the program. Stay with us.
This 93.3 WMMR audio on demand program returns after a brief word from our sponsors.
Do you want the most important purchase of your life to be based on your negotiating skills? Not the case at Steven Singer Jewelers. You are guaranteed to get the perfect price every day. They make the experience of buying an engagement ring easy with no BS. Check him out at the other corner of 8th and Walnut in Philly or online at IHateStevenSinger.com. Steven Singer Jewelers. One place, one price.
Hey, it's Preston. Listen, when I want to relax, you know that I go to Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spas. Whether you want a rejuvenating massage or a refreshing facial, Hand and Stone is the place to go. Introductory massage or facial start at just $59.95. Visit handandstone.com or one of their over 50 locations in the Delaware Valley. Restrictions apply. See spa for details.
This is the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Our next guest has been in the studio a few times, and he's promoted a few cool projects over the years. This looks great. It's on CBS tonight.
Yes.
And it's the premiere of Happy Together. It'll be on at 8:30. Please welcome Mr. Damon Wayans Jr.
Hey.
Back to the show. Hey, Damon.
Oh, hello.
How are you, man?
I'm pretty good. How you guys doing?
Good. Hey, congratulations, man. I love that, you know, you got your show, man.
I'm happy about it, yeah.
You gotta be.
Of course, happy together.
You've had a couple of shows that I've been a big fan of. You appeared on a lot of sitcoms, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, and then you had, you know, The New Girl as well, and then, you know, there's been a whole series. This now, is this the first one you've done in front of a live audience?
This is my first time, man.
Yeah,
first time in front of a live audience. It's great.
That has to add a whole new energy to it.
Yeah, it does. It really makes you, like, show up. Like, you don't really have to be told to pick up your energy because there's just, like, people there.
Yeah, you have no option. Yeah.
You have no option but to deliver. And it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like stand-up, you know, except you're not saying your own words.
Well, I have to imagine it's kind of cool because, listen, the shows you've been involved with have been hilarious and you know, they're well-written. But there's got to be something to just hearing an audience respond to the jokes without hoping they're landing, you know?
Absolutely. It's a beautiful thing, too. And the people who I'm involved with on the show, they let me, like, play a lot.
So, oh, cool.
I'll do one written or two written, get it, and then I just get to, like, do whatever I want.
So the scenario of the setup of this show comes out of a real-life situation, does it not?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it does. The show is basically a married couple whose lives get turned upside down when a pop star moves in with them, which sounds ridiculous initially, but when I found out that it was like someone's actual life, Ben Winston, the creator of the show, his actual life is this is loosely based off of his actual life.
So it was Harry Styles, yeah?
Yeah, Harry Styles lived with him for like 2 years in his attic when he was like at the peak of his fame too. So he would go out and like sell out Wimbledon and then fly back to this little house, like sleep in an attic.
I assume Harry Styles is aware that there's a show that riffs on that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's not. It's the where that premise is where it stops.
Okay. All right, all right. Yeah, but yeah, so but just on,
he's an executive. He's an executive producer on the show.
Oh, is he? So, yeah. So on that level alone, is there any explanation as to why, with the resource he had, why he'd be living in someone's attic for 2 years?
I think what happened is that he wanted to stay there for supposed to be like 2 weeks while he was looking for another house.
Right.
And then he wound up just like not liking the house that he thought he was going to buy, and then just time just kept going by, you know, and he just enjoyed having that kind of family company, and he just stayed. He just stuck around.
So that's what happens. You have pop star. His name is Cooper James, and and you are basically what, his accountant?
I'm his right. accountant.
And he moves in, and what it does, from what we can gather looking at the coming attractions, is that you guys are, not that you are in a rut, you and your wife, who's played by Amber Stevens-West, that, you know, you have your life might be a little bit more staid than you would like it, and he sort of charges you guys up a bit. Is that correct?
Yes, absolutely. Basically, we are, you know, a couple that's just kind of gotten into our routine of just kind of Netflix and chilling without the chill, you know?
Right.
And we're just like, and then he comes and, like, lets us know that we're not as old as we're acting. And we kind of, like, you know, we party with him and we have fun. And we in turn, we give him normalcy and, like, you know, that family vibe that he's been craving.
By the way, you have a stellar track record of the women you are paired with in these sitcoms, because you know it. You're laughing because you know it. And she's Amber is I've seen her in a few things. She was in that 22 Jump Street.
Yeah.
And she's got a couple of other things. She's really talented, but she's gorgeous as well. Is she a lot of fun to work with?
Oh, she's tons of fun to work with. She's always like ready to play, always ready to improvise, and always ready to, you know, just, she never comes to set like with an attitude. She's always ready to work, super happy. She was pregnant for like half of this.
Wow. Wow, that's
the majority of the production. Actually, the whole production, she was pregnant, and she didn't complain one time. She, you know, and you know, went all the way to the. We're taking a break now so that she can have her baby. And then as soon as she's done having her baby, she's going to like come back to work, which is insane.
Wow. Well, you know, it's cool though, and it's the thing that I think is really makes it cool with all these women is that they're self deprecating. They have fun with themselves. It's not like there's no air of, you know, I'm too attractive to do this. Yeah.
She has none of that. She has no ego, and it's great.
Right. So right now you have a couple episodes as part of it. Of CBS has a good pedigree when it comes to these comedies. Are you the kind of person who, you know, once the work is done, you just, you know, throw caution to the wind? Or are you going to be hanging on the ratings? Or how do you play this?
I just kind of like let whatever happen. You know, I hope for the best, but I don't really dwell on it too much because I have no control over it.
Right.
So what I like to do is just look forward to, you know, getting back to work and just, you know, making the funniest TV show I can make.
Well, I'm nice. Definitely going to watch. We're all going to watch. And, this is awesome for you.
Yeah, 8:30 on CBS tonight. So, cool, man. Glad you got this this gig and it's rolling. And we'll see how everybody takes to it. But it looks great, Damon. It's always good to talk to you.
Really good to talk to you guys. I appreciate you guys letting me on your show.
Anytime, man. Damon Wayans Jr., guys. It looks fun. Looks good. And she's gorgeous. Yeah, you're
she's gorgeous. And he's very funny. And she's actually very funny, too. She was in a short-lived show with Craig Robbins.
Robinson?
Yeah. And
not Ghosted. What?
Ghosted. Yeah.
Oh, is that what she was in?
She was on Ghosted, and it only lasted a season. Mm-hmm. But it was sort of like a weekly Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Meets the X-Files, but it didn't help.
Yeah. I didn't know that this was, we had talked about it earlier this morning when we were setting it up, that this was based on a true story. I mean, that dude, One Direction was on top of the world for a while there.
Living in an attic.
And lived in an attic. And I guess he just wanted, maybe he felt suffocated by the fame for a little bit or something, maybe.
From the point that, and if he's executive producer on the show, I guess what happened is you want a sense of normalcy, so you come back to a sort of a family unit that's there.
Yeah.
You know? Which is, I guess I can understand that. Yeah. I mean, we live in the high, fast-paced world of radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We know, but we are Marconi Award winners. Well, the station is. Yeah. We're quick to jump on that.
Hey, Steve, did somebody try and stab you in the head this weekend?
Oh.
No. Oh,
yes. Gigantic. Oh,
you got to hear this story.
Yeah. He's okay. Steve's got a big gap.
Let me
in
see.
His head.
It looked worse
on Friday.
Yeah, it did. So I'm feeding the cats treats because they love their treats.
And I'm in the kitchen, and the I open up the cabinet door, and I think it's closed. And I'm leaning over, and when I lean back up, the edge of the door, I slam my head into it. Okay, but that wasn't bad. It was just like, you know, it was a divot. Creates a divot. Later on, as I'm shaving my head, I shave the divot off.
Oh, my God.
So literally, I mean, raging bull streams of blood pouring down my face. I'm like, that's why I didn't do it. You know, I could use the skull shaver, but I just want to let everything.
Right.
I want to let everything just kind of grow a little bit and then let that heal up before I open. I want my brain covered over a little bit more before I go back to it. But it's just head things like that. You know, you get a cut on your head. Bleeds like a bastard. But and there's nothing you can do. We're going out to something. No Band-Aid really stops the blood.
Well, it's similar to cutting your face and shaving.
Yeah.
And, you know, the old idea was you take a piece of toilet paper and you put it on there.
Yeah.
And now I hear you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, really?
Is that the thing? I thought, you know, you may want to look something up, Nick, how to stop a shaving cut or something along those lines, because it will bleed. It will just bleed and bleed and bleed and bleed and bleed and run down and get all over your clothes and stuff like that. And it's not a lot, but it's a you know, drips and trickles of blood.
I have a face towel at home now that's in the hamper that looks like somebody gave birth on it. Just covered in blood.
There's a little stick that Target sells, and you put it over the cut, and it stops the bleeding immediately.
A strip titch? Is that what it's called?
I'm not sure. I can
strip titch.
I can look at
it. There's about really nine different ways to mistake it.
Yeah, like something that sounds vulgar.
Strip tick.
Okay.
Something like that.
Okay.
I'm going to find out the name while you guys.
So actually, Nick, there was something actually in, there was a sample of something in the Band-Aid box that was like a paste. Is that what it's like?
Well, I'm looking at a couple of things. Nick pulled this up from GQ, how to stop a shaving cut from bleeding. It says deodorant. Most antiperspirants contain aluminum chloride that can, in addition to shrinking sweat glands, actually constrict blood vessels and clot a nick.
So I use a deodorant that doesn't have that because it can also be bad for your armpits.
All right. How about lip balm?
I didn't think about that.
Smearing a little chapstick or Vaseline works like a seal, plus it keeps bigger cuts from forming unsightly scabs.
What about hot gluing a tampon to your head?
Use crazy glue, could you?
Well, that's what I was wondering. Like that? Don't they? Isn't something marketed that's actually like that? Because, you know, they seal surgical incisions with a crazy glue type of substance.
There's more. Ice cubes, like swimming pools and your package, the cold shrinks blood vessels. Blood vessels, not jacass.
Blood vessels. Jacass.
Jacass. Enabling a clot to form fast.
Okay.
I want to speed up my clot. I need a clot.
Yes, I'm having trouble sealing my clot.
Mouthwash.
I thought it has the alcohol in it, right?
Yeah, it says the alcohol in solutions like Listerine acts as an astringent.
How do you gargle your scalp?
Which halts blood flow by causing tissues to contract.
I've used a mouthwash on open sores. This is lovely.
What?
For dogs. So we would, my parents have had golden retrievers my whole life, and they're on their third, and they would get these things called hot spots.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And the Listerine, or actually generic brand, it didn't really matter, would help dry it out and clean it up. And so the dog would smell lovely, and the wound would heal.
Did it sting, though? I mean, how did they react?
Well,
to it?
They didn't really care for it that much, but it was better than buying some expensive, you know, vet medicine. You could just use, in a pinch, you could use the mouthwash.
Yeah, if they put up a fuss, just say, talk to me when you have opposable thumbs.
Yeah,
you know, please. Shut up. I'm taking care of this.
And then here's the last one, eye drops.
Eye drops?
Red eye relievers like Vaseline work similar, not Vaseline, Visine.
I was like, Vaseline?
I have Vaseline in my eyes!
You ever seen Shallow Hal?
Yeah.
When he comes to the door and says he has an eye allergy, he just smeared Vaseline all over his eyes.
I can't see.
Cut me, Mick.
Oh, my God.
Red eye relievers like Visine.
Is the Visine an appropriate astringent?
Work similarly on cuts.
They slow down bleeding by constricting blood vessels.
Okay. So is there anything that in the list, and maybe I missed you saying it, that is akin to that surgical glue?
Nothing that, no, this is, I think these are like household items.
Okay.
This is not item specific.
And that's just for shaving cuts?
Yes, for shaving cuts.
Because it does stink when you cut yourself and you're like, oh man. Because it doesn't hurt. You just feel it and you're like, well, this is going to bleed.
It was just this divot sticking up. It happened. It was the perfect 1-2 punch. Because otherwise, I use the Harry's razors, which don't when I do shave, and then the skull shaver for most of the general shaving, and they work fine. But the funny thing is, whenever, if and when I occasionally get a cut, it's always in the front where I can see. The part that I can't see, I never cut.
By the way, the product you were looking for, Nick, I'm surprised you don't remember the name of it. It's the Nick Stick.
Yeah.
This, I think, is a specific brand name, but the one that I was referring to is literally called the Styptic Pencil.
Yeah. Does your girlfriend like the Nick Stick?
Well, the one that I give her is a lot bigger. I'm referring to my...
Yeah, the shaving thing.
The shaving.
You know, shaving.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Come on, Kathy.
Women shave their legs.
They need a Nick Stick
every now and then.
The Nick Stick is what I was talking about, though. It stops the bleeding immediately.
Okay. I would, you know what? That would be worth having in the bathroom. Because when you do get that cut, it sucks.
Plus FYI, a lava lamp. It burns like hell for a second.
Oh, does it?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not part of the commercial.
I have used it, because Jace thinks it's fun to put it on and watch me scream.
When you really?
Yeah, if you have a little cut.
How often do you shave your legs, if you don't mind me asking?
You know what?
Twice a day.
I don't care. No, I'm not a super hairy person. I never have been. I could go probably like... I shaved them 2 days ago and there's like nothing.
Can I feel your legs?
You can feel my legs. It's fine.
But you don't feel anything at all. So, okay. All right. I was curious about how often you might cut yourself shaving.
No, you know what? And I guess, I don't know if it's years of experience and the razor that I use, but I rarely cut myself.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Let me go to Larry. Hey, Larry.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, how are you?
Good. All right. You wanted to recommend a product?
Yeah, exactly what you were just talking about. The Nick Stick or Sturry Stick, you can get them at your barber or CVS.
Well, okay. Let's say I'm bleeding like a pig, which, and it was. I mean, it was blood was pouring out of the wound. Will that work if you put that on that?
I don't know.
I want to seal that mother up.
Get a needle and thread and stitch.
There you go. Just sew your head shut.
Thanks. I wonder if my dad has any backcountry remedies for that.
Here, I'm going to put a squirrel on your head. He's going to clamp his teeth down on it. Keep it shut.
Hang on. Rick has one. Hey, Rick, good morning.
Hey, am I on the air?
Yes. Yeah.
Sweet.
Nice. All right. What do you want to recommend?
A product called New Skin. It's a liquid spray bandage.
Okay.
That works pretty well.
Okay, that's I think what I was thinking of, and this is relatively new to the market.
Yeah, Amazon, your store.
All right, very nice. We'll check it. New Skin.
All right,
yes, sir.
It's right next to the foreskin.
Somebody said, "What is this?" It says works good for nosebleeds too. What is this in reference to? Because that's another one that you get, and you just can't stop it sometimes.
Oh man,
it's from a doctor. It says Afrin on a cotton ball works great.
Huh.
Interesting.
I was walking the dog. I was doing a hike. And, I sneezed and then my nose just started
bleeding.
Bleeding.
Yeah.
Like, bleeding.
Yeah.
And I'm out in the woods.
Yeah.
So I really don't, I don't have to be that terrified of how I look. But all I had was dog poop bags. So I'm like, I'm wiping my nose and with like dog poop.
And those are plastic.
Plastic.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That sucks.
It was a mess,
man. So it looks like you're healing okay.
Yeah, it's doing okay.
Well, it's raised.
Yes.
So that's the thing that I'm like,
that's what I shaved up. Too, yeah. So when I slammed it, it raised it up, and then I just shaved it right off.
So you're going to have a nice scab to pick off.
I think so, and then I'll save it for you.
Save
if you'd
it
like
for
to.
Me, please.
I'm making a salad this weekend. I
haven't heard that in a while.
No.
Scab eater.
Scabber.
All right. Well, listen, I would like for us to take a break, actually, because we're going to have our friend D. Snyder on the program in just a little while. He's scheduled to be on at 9:30. So I figured we will take a break in case. How about you give me some?
Oh, you know what, man?
I can give it to the folks. We have some movie passes.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a screening of Venom this week.
Ooh.
Yeah. This is going to be on Wednesday. And it will be at the UA King of Prussia at 7:30. And I can take three callers who are interested in going to see this movie with us. 215-263-WMMR. Once again, 7:30, UA King of Prussia on Wednesday. You'll need to be there by 7 o'clock, no later than. And Venom's going to hit theaters on October 5th. So we're getting you in advance of that film coming out into the theater. So call now at 215-263-WMMR. I also want to give you a heads up that we have a trip for two to attend an exclusive party on the set of The Walking Dead in Atlanta.
Holy hell.
Our Word of the Week prize. So you don't want to miss that, and we get you close by getting you the letter coming up at the end of the show. We'll return in a moment. Dee Snider on with us. Stay there.
MMR was pretty humbled when the biggest hard rock band on the planet said yes to playing our final big birthday concert event. Okay, maybe not humbled. More like ecstatic. The MMR 50th finale with Metallica. October 25th, we blow out the 50 candles on our cake and blow the roof off the Wells Fargo Center. We begin our 50-day march to Metallica. Every day, you can win the coolest Metallica treasures, CDs, concert posters, collectible vinyl, and tickets. Grand prize, meet the band and take home a custom Metallica Yeti cooler. It's MMR's 50th finale with Metallica. On sale now at WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com.
Kathy, you know, as people go through stages of life, a lot of times as they get older, they tend to mellow in some regards. Our friend has gone the opposite direction.
Oh, yeah.
And a new album is out with Dee Snider. Just to give you a little taste, here's he's stepped up the crunch a little bit. I once was under the blade. I think he's actually gotten younger since the last time we talked to him. For the Love of Metal is available now online in iTunes. Ladies and gentlemen, our dear friend and radio brother, Dee Snider, is on. Hey, Dee.
Holy crap, I'm pissed off.
You can hear it.
I know. What am I so mad about? I got a great wife. My money, I'm doing great. What's my problem?
Man, you know what? It sounds great.
Yeah,
and the album comes to us. Obviously, you're the front man on the whole deal, but we have some songs written by a lot of Dee Snider Twisted Sister fans, including Disturbed, Killswitch Engage, Lamb of God. They all contributed to the album. Is that correct?
Yeah. You know, this was Jamie Josta, the singer for a band called Hatebreed. He challenged me on his podcast to do a contemporary metal album. He said, Dee, we need your voice. I've seen you live. You're as powerful as ever. He says, and there's a place for you in the contemporary scene. I said, well, how? He goes, listen, everybody's going to want to be involved with this. And we had no budget. We had no deal. That's why I called For the Love of Metal. Everybody just, I was blown away by all these amazing young musicians, younger than me, who came to the studio and just threw down for just, hey, we want to work with Dee on this thing. And then we release it. It goes to number 20 on the Billboard charts. Kanye and Drake looking around going, who let that guy in?
No,
I've been on the charts in 30 years.
Yeah.
30 years.
No, I tell you what, the sound is authentic. I mean, you could play it to a lot of people that think it was any one of those bands. You have an unmistakable voice, but it's got to be cool to have these people who have been influenced by you. And Preston and I have been going on. We're huge fans of We Are Twisted Effing Sister, the documentary.
Man. Oh, thanks.
Just love it, and it's just from beginning to end. And we appreciated you before, but after seeing that, a whole new level.
People, that documentary, most people don't know the band existed for 10 years before you saw We're Not Going to Take It on MTV.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Well, and that was the thing, because Steve told me, Dee, he goes, you got to watch this. I'm like, dude, I know the Twisted Sister story. I know what you got. I know the music and what went on. I'm like, I'll check it out. And what I didn't realize, the entire documentary goes all the way up to when you guys hit and then it's done. I mean, like, they don't even, We're Not Going to Take It isn't even featured in the movie at all.
No. And we got our Atlantic record deal.
Yeah.
but 10 years.
And yeah. it's 2 hours, maybe 2+ hours of you guys just banging the drum and beating the streets and playing the clubs and all the crap you went through and the insane amount of missed opportunities. It was so compelling. I fell in love with it.
You know, I have people, and I don't, this is, I'm not insulted by this either. People walk up to me on the street and go, dude, don't take this the wrong way. I was never a big fan of your band, but I saw the documentary. I got to say, I've got so much respect for what you guys did. It was inspiring. Yeah. You know what I mean? And that's cool because they tell people you don't have to be a Twisted fan. If you are, you're going to have more greater appreciation. But if you didn't really care for it, you're still going to go, wow.
Well,
those guys worked hard.
Yeah, I grew up on Long Island. Was acutely aware of you guys and all the stuff that was going on. And you know, the station that I would listen to on Long Island was WBAB. And I mean, you were always around doing this stuff. But you guys were always working, and to see it laid out the way it was, and the number of people who stepped up there's in particular one record exec who just didn't want to hear your name, just didn't want to hear the band. You know, and then finally gave in, and then everything turned around. But I say to anyone who's ever entertained the notion of getting into, you know, a band and moving along, could you have a better example of, you know, what you're going to have to endure and why you should stick with it? I mean, even you, you know, as you're going through all this, had to be thinking, Jesus, is this ever going to take?
You know, I mean, look, one thing they didn't really talk about in there is that, and it wasn't that there was a secret, but we were really at the end of our rope.
Yeah.
And we literally did the fifth attempt at going to the record labels in the U.S. We did the Have It Your Way press kit. And that's where we had pictures with and without makeup. We said, look, if this is the rub, we'll take it off.
Yeah.
This is 10 years. Come on, man.
Yeah.
But then we went to, and we still didn't get signed. And we went to England, and they embraced us, and it took off from there.
It's great. And so this sound, this album, you know, For the Love of Metal, which you obviously always have loved that sound. You know, when you're working with these different guys, did you get stories from them about, you know, the influence that you had and that Twisted Sister had on their careers and their musical direction?
Yeah, strangest story of all. Jamie Josta, if you don't know him, he was a host of Headbangers Ball for a while.
Okay.
He was in a band called Hatebreed, a screaming heavy band, okay? I'm a very smart guy. At 7, his mom was friends with Michael Bolton's wife, then wife. And they went to his Michael Bolton's house, he's not a star, to see his first rock video, because Michael was in a rock band originally, premiering on MTV. So he's 7 years old, and he's at Michael Bolton's house, waiting for the Michael Bolton video, and Twisted Sister comes on. And he goes, and dude, my life was changed.
That's great.
Wow. So with the new tunes and everything, Dee, is this just a recorded project, or is there a chance for any live performances, or is that going to be, you'd have to get a full band together and everything for that?
Well, you guys know that the normal way of doing things is you get a deal, you schedule recording, you schedule the release, and you plan the tour. It's a long-range plan. I had someone approach me 3 months ago and said, hey, we want you to open for us in 2020. I'm like, 2020? I want to be alive in 2020. But at the same time, that's the range. We had no budget. We had no deal.
Yeah.
So we didn't plan anything. So I've been doing shows, but they were already pre-existing. Just a handful of Dee Snider shows where I play Twisted or whatever. But now suddenly they're For the Love of Metal shows. So we're adding more and more. I found that Jamie was right. There's a place for me. My voice, people want to hear my voice.
Yeah.
So this winter we're going in for a follow-up record. We're booking more shows. I will be supporting this record and the next one. I thought I was retiring to the house we built in the Caribbean, but apparently I'm just going to look at pictures of it for a while.
You're looking at it. So, well, maybe a series of sort of, you know, one-offs, not a full concentrated tour. But at least
I ain't getting in the van. I told him that. He was like, all right, we're getting a Winnebago. I said, whoa. Cool you get, kid. A Winnebago?
Yeah.
Are you insane? Yeah. Is it a first-class Winnebago?
Right.
But, you know, I guess I'm having my life since I haven't seen you. When it comes to music, smiling and happy like this.
That's awesome.
It's different. I love Twisted or whatever, but I called it Back to the Future. You know, you're doing the oldies thing, and it's great, and it's wonderful, and it's a blast. I love the guys. But suddenly, I look at Spotify, it's 18 to 58. It's all the metal fans.
Yeah.
You know, so, and you feel like you have value again, I got to say. You know, I didn't really realize there was this void, but there is. I love heavy metal. I love the idea of having a record that matters to people now. And I'm hearing words like, and I haven't been nominated, but they're saying Grammy nomination. Album and metal album of the year. Yeah. Just the fact that they're talking about it blows my mind.
Hey,
Dee,
were you confident that you could pull it off going into this? I mean, doing a more true metal album?
I knew. Jamie said, look, I saw you live. You're like a freaking lion. You haven't lost. Yeah, you're shaming 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
At these festivals, shaming them. And so at the same time, I didn't know. I still didn't understand how I fit in there. I mean, I knew my voice was strong. I knew I loved the metal. I loved the metal, contemporary metal scene. But I was like, where do I fit here? I'm not sure I get it. And Jamie's like, trust me. Trust me. All these people who love you, man. We're gonna make a great record. And so that was the thing I was unsure of. Yeah. Where can I fit? And apparently I do.
Mm-hmm. It's very cool. I have to bring up this because you are part of this station of MMR, celebrating the 50th year. We just won the Marconi Award for Rock Station of the Year. And you're part of that heritage. Any reflections on your time with MMR?
It was way too short.
Yeah.
And that was my choice. You know what I mean? I loved it, MMR. Mm-hmm. And I love Philly, and I just love the format. As it's, you know, you guys are morning guys.
Yeah.
I thought mornings were terrible. But, you know, you get up at the, you go to bed at 9, mm-hmm. you get up at 4, you know, but it turns out the night shift was much worse for a family life. Because when I did mornings, at least I was there at dinner time.
Right,
I
mean, yep.
I was there when the family was, kids were doing homework, mm-hmm. we're sitting watching some TV. You know, there was that moment when I was on from 7 to 10. I was missing everything. I was eating in the studio, and I was missing life with the family. So I was like, I can't do nights. So I just wish I could have done, you know, had a different shift. I'm not trying to take yours or anybody else. I loved it there, and I just wish I could have stayed longer.
I think with your rock and roll lifestyle, overnights would have been right for you.
Perfect. Bill Weston, when I told him I was leaving because I needed to be with the family, he didn't believe me. He thought I had a better offer someplace else. And he called me like 6 months later. He goes, dude, you weren't kidding.
Yeah.
You can go someplace else. I said, no, I'm a family guy. I've been with my wife 42 years now. You know, I've got grandkids now. I know family's important. It's been my saving grace.
Yeah.
Kept me sane. I said, I wasn't lying to you, brother. I needed to be with the family. That's it.
Yeah. Dee, and we got to wrap it up here in a second, but the voice still sounds great. I don't know how you do it with just your speaking voice as raspy as it is. I don't know how you do what you do without losing your voice, man.
I went to a throat doctor the other day. He goes, so how long have when did this hoarseness set in? I said, I don't know, about 40 years ago.
Right.
I said, yeah. He goes, oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Just, hey, you know, whatever. As Jamie said, hey, you know, you got whatever it is.
Yeah.
It's still working. It ain't broke. Don't fix it.
That's yeah, cool, no. Man. And the new stuff is aggressive, and it's a cool sound, and congratulations on it.
Yep.
Thank you, guys. Pleasure to be on the show again.
All right. Good to talk to you. Dee, take care, buddy. Yeah. Dee,
for the love of metal. And it really is some of the most aggressive stuff he's ever done.
He's always
been good. I remember, you know, one year, he stopped by the studio a number of times, and he came out to the camp out for hunger one day, and, you know, we thought they were just going to whisk him off. He's like, no, I'm going to hang around for a while.
Bought a bunch
of stuff to sign for people. A lot of fans were there and stuff, so.
It's cool.
That was really cool. And you know, going back to the documentary, I mean, those guys, God, did they party their asses off.
They did. I mean,
ridiculous.
Every
amount.
Dive, it, you know, audience said they were coming out. They were the guys who were wearing the lingerie. They were wearing the fishnet stockings. They were doing that stuff.
Big time.
And they were playing some, like, blue-collar bars. Now, they were scrappers and stuff.
Yeah.
So the audience would charge them, and they'd get into these brawls.
And they would hold their own.
They would hold their
own. They weren't taking any crap from anybody. And when Steve says that, you know, the fishnet stocking stuff, what you know of them in their we're not going to take it, you know, with the giant hair and the frills and all that stuff. Back it up a couple of years, they were basically just cross-dressing.
That's what they were doing.
They were dressing like women. And I mean, not like, you know, kind of clowny type makeup.
Yeah.
I mean, like female, big red.
The whole deal.
Ruby red.
Like the New York Dolls.
Lips. And just like the New York Dolls. And you know, big pearl necklaces and pantyhose and stuff. And they would go in and play these bars where, like, military guys would come in. And they were thinking, oh, my God. These guys are going to kill us. But they thought it was
they'd be fine.
Awesome. Look at these guys.
It's a freak show.
But it's a really great documentary if you have a chance to see it. All right, we need to fire up the Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
I got your stories right here. And we're going to start with one about a man nicknamed the Romeo of Rimini.
The Romeo of Rimini.
Yes, and it's because he slept with so many women, and he has died while having intercourse with a 23-year-old tourist.
And how old was he?
He was 63.
63.
Maurizio Zenfanti, Italy's most famous playboy, was 63 when he died. He is said to have slept with more than 6,000 women, previously boasting that it was in a successful summer he could sleep with around 200 women.
That's a good summer.
His highest tally, he said, was 207.
Yes.
In one summer.
That was a good year.
He started out as a nightclub promoter in Rimini, a beachside party town in Italy in the 1970s when he was 17 years old. Working for a nightclub called Blow Up, he would chat to women on the street and
then I'd have sex with them.
Try to get them to come into the venue to party. In a 2016 interview, he said, "I think I've done more tourism promotion for Rimini than 100 agencies."
I have a VHS of a Lion King back in my apartment.
During the winter months, he worked for tourist agencies in Scandinavia, and he was well known. He was so well known that a wax statue of him was put up in a Swedish town. However,
guys, very flattered. By the way, I have the largest collection of venereal diseases in the world.
On Tuesday night, he had a fatal heart attack while having. She called emergency services, put paramedics, but paramedics were unable to revive him, and he was declared dead. Italian media has said that it is the way that he would have wanted to go. So the great Romeo of Rimini has passed. Cancer patient Mandy Stevenson had to postpone a bucket list trip to New York after she accidentally labeled herself a terrorist on her visa waiver form.
Wow.
The online application said that if she was seeking to or had ever engaged in terrorist activities or genocide, and Mandy mistakenly answered yes. The 29-year-old, who was diagnosed with terminal breast cancer in 2015, only realized her error when her application was rejected. It meant she had to postpone a dream break to New York and make an emergency trip to the U.S. Embassy in London to persuade officials that she was not a security threat. After a couple of intense interviews, a full visa was granted, but the U.S. authorities could not guarantee that it would arrive in time for her flight.
Honestly, would an actual terrorist say yes to that?
That's the thing. But, you know, they have to put it in there.
Mandy, come on, pinky swear.
Mandy was advised to rebook her trip, which she was taking with her boyfriend for a later date. It cost her more than $1,000 to rearrange a trip for the next month. Mandy said she first attempted to fill out the form on her tablet, but it had crashed. So she tried again at work the next day. She said, "I believe that I clicked no. And then when I have scrolled down to click confirm, I think that it nudged and moved." And that's the story.
That happened. I've had that happen where you're on a form and it just automatically like scrolls.
Yeah.
And you're in the wrong field.
Mandy said the mistake was embarrassing, but she thought that it would be easy to correct. However, the American Embassy in London told her that it was the, quote, worst box you could have clicked. So it took her a while, but she got it straightened out. This is a sad story. A 20-year-old man died at a drive-thru after his own car pinned him against a tree as he was leaning out the window to get his fast food order.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Wow.
So what happened? The man identified as Charles Wood Jr. had pulled up at an angle to the drive-thru window at a Jack in the Box.
Charles Wood got killed by a tree?
Yeah.
When he opened the car door to reach for his food, which was too far away to grab normally, he placed his car in reverse by accident instead of park and accelerated. Oh, it caused the car to lurch backward into a tree, and it pinned him between the car and the tree. Oh, it caused severe injuries to his head, neck, torso, and legs, and he was pronounced dead at the hospital. That's horrible. You got to be careful, man. How about this? A German tourist has been trampled to death by an elephant. As she was trying to photograph the animal in Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they don't like to be photographed.
What do you think? Would you rather the elephant or the drive-through window?
That's a close call.
Elephant.
Yeah, I think I got to go with the elephant. The attack occurred on Wednesday in Manipul's National Park. Manipul's, yeah. And...
Manipul, yeah?
Manipul, yeah.
Manipul, yeah.
Manipul, yeah.
Manipul, yeah. You've all been there.
And the tourist succumbed...
Manipul, yeah.
To her injuries.
Don't say that. You're getting him angry.
Yeah. The woman was in a group of tourists who encountered a herd of elephants upon entering the park. Elephant attacks are common in Zimbabwe.
Of course they are.
Where they often come into conflict with local farmers. The authorities are yet to establish what irritated the animals and led to the attack.
I just don't like you.
A spokesperson said that we are always asking people to stay away from wild animals. They should keep a safe distance. Last year, a trained elephant trampled a tour guide in Victoria Falls.
And that's a trained one.
Another local man there was also killed in a separate incident last year after he tried to drive elephants into the open to take pictures. Zimbabwe has the second largest elephant population in the world at 82,304, by the way.
They don't do anything to the elephant afterwards, do they? Like,
I don't know.
They'll give him an award.
Well, no, I mean, if a grizzly attacks somebody in the States, you know, at Yellowstone or whatever, they'll put that animal down. But I wonder if they protect the elephants.
Yeah.
Well, who's in the lead right now? Which species between giraffes and elephants who's killed more people in the past couple months?
Right now, the elephants probably. I'm curious as to.
They're neck and neck.
Oh!
Yes!
I'm curious as to how those two are recovering from that
giraffe attack.
We'll have to check the status on that. That's what I have for you in the Bizarre File, my friends. I've just been told another Daily Rush video is up and ready to go. Yeah, it's called Oh Yeah, and it says you're going to be my regular Saturday night thing, baby.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So you can watch it now at PrestonandSteve.com, and it's sponsored by Punchline Philly Fishtown's newest comedy club, restaurant, and bar.
May I mention something quickly?
You may, sir.
My wife went to see Neil Young last night, thanks to our friends over at Live Nation. They were able to help set her up. And he's at the Tower, and there's a show tonight. There are some tickets available. She said it was freaking phenomenal.
Yeah.
So Neil Young tickets are available, thanks to Jim Sutcliffe and our buddies over there. And she's been a massive fan, and... she's seen him many times. She says he was absolutely on his game. So check it out.
Cool. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second. We'll get more in music information with music news. We'll have a lesson question, trash and stuff coming up in a second or two. Make sure you stay with us.
Whether social.
Hey, welcome in.
Or anti-social.
Hey, get out.
Join your MMR pals on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Groovy photos, videos, and social commentary. Plus, we find them the perfect place to waste time during the company meetings. Hashtag MMR rocks.
Stones on 93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks. I was telling Casey I was out of the studio coming back from the restroom. That song was playing. And I was going to come in doing... the Jackie Bam Bam Mick Jagger strut.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
Can't do it.
Yeah. There's no way.
You always have to look like a condor the way Jackie does.
Yeah.
And be able to come in like a bird of prey.
It kills me when he does it.
He does a great job.
It cracks me up.
Hey, spot on.
Put on some Stones and ask Jackie to do his Mick impression.
Put on some Gino Vanelli. He'll do it. Oh. Yeah.
He called me on Friday night.
Stop.
And tell you what I feel about you, baby.
Okay, he called you?
He calls me all the time, but he called me on Friday night. I was on my way to Dorney. By the way, thank you very much to Dorney Park.
Dorney's awesome.
There's like no lines whatsoever. When you go on these roller coasters, like I sat on the front, the very, very first car, Steel Force, and I only had to wait like... a couple of cars
it's amazing.
To go on it. Yeah.
It's well worth going to.
But he called me. I had my kids in the car and their friends, and it comes up, Jackie Bam Bam. I'm like, do I answer?
Uh-huh.
And they were like, yeah. But like my daughter's like, wait till you see how he yells when you answer the phone. So I, pick up the phone and I go, hey, Jackie. And there's just a pause, and then you hear him go,
Case! Yo, you did so good this morning. Wait, do you have the kids in the car?
And I'm like, yeah, all my kids are in there. Hey, kids!
He's great.
I love him.
He's awesome, man. All right. We're going to do today's lesson question, and we are going to give away a four-pack of tickets as Temple Football battles ECU on Saturday at noon, and it'll be at the link. So the question that we are going to ask today, hang on a second here, let me find it. Okay, if you cut yourself shaving, what does my dad recommend you put on your head? This is just a little while ago.
Yeah.
If you cut yourself shaving, what animal, well, I wasn't going to say animal, but I did. What animal does my dad recommend you put on your head? 215-263-WMMR. While you are calling in, we shall do the trash.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
All right, and this morning brought to you by Heritage Business Systems, the document imaging.
Is that how it's written?
It is.
Yeah.
Document imaging equipment solution is Heritage Business Systems. Service, satisfaction, reliability. That's Heritage Business Systems, your authorized Canon copier dealer. What's going on, Steve?
Well, Elle McPherson telling Andy Cohen that she and Christy Brinkley were at one time fighting over Billy Joel. Now, for the next 20 seconds, I'll take a pause while you jot down a reminder to look into piano lessons.
Oh, my God.
And speaking of batting out of your league, SNL's Colin Jost is dragging his feet on proposing to girlfriend Scarlett Johansson. Apparently, Joe says he would like a little more time to meet Christy Brinkley and Elle McPherson.
Hey!
And finally, Ben Affleck is reportedly considering marrying girlfriend, former playmate Shauna Sexton while he's still in rehab. Affleck says rehab seems the perfect place to get married and perhaps even raise a family. Oh. And that's your Hollywood trash.
Alrighty, we'll see if somebody was listening and knows the answer to this question. If you cut yourself shaving, what animal does my dad recommend that you put on your head in his backwoods doctor kind of way? Drew, you're on the air. Good morning.
Is this a hotline for where the cool is?
Yes.
We got cool. Hey,
Drew, do me a favor and tell me what animal my dad said you should put on your head.
A squirrel.
A squirrel.
Yeah.
Hang on, Drew. For you. We have a four-pack of tickets. Says Temple Football battles ECU this Saturday at noon at Lincoln Financial Field. Presented by Temple Health, Support Cancer Awareness Day, and Audible for Autism Day at the game. Kids tickets are only $10. You can visit owlsticks.com. Before we get to music news, I have some breaking news, Casey, if you would like to.
Breaking news. Breaking news.
A friend of our radio program, Scott Hartnell, has announced his retirement from the NHL.
What?
Wow. Yeah.
Just now.
Yeah. Nick just got the, was it a tweet?
He put it up on his Twitter account, and he wrote a nice long note. He talked about his time with the Flyers and Columbus and the Predators, where he was drafted and then came back towards the end of his career. And I just reached out to him. Maybe we can chat with him tomorrow.
But, yeah.
I love that guy. He's a great dude. He loved his time in Philadelphia. I think he would have stayed here his whole career if it were up to him. And who knows where he's going to be after his career ends. But he just posted this up on Twitter.
I'll read a statement. It says, every young kid from a small town across Canada dreams of playing a game in the NHL, and I was fortunate enough to play 1,249 of them. A huge thank you to the Nashville Predators twice, the Philadelphia Flyers, and the Columbus Blue Jackets. You're all world-class organizations, and or organizations, I should say.
Right.
And it was an honor playing for your city. 17 years in the NHL was the best job anyone could ever ask for. The games, the fans, the travel, the hotels, the food, the pregame soccer games are just some of the things that I will always remember and miss. Yeah, they used to kick a soccer ball around in the hallways beforehand. I was lucky to have so many great teammates along the way. I can't tell you how many laughs and good times we had together. The absolute best. I wouldn't have gotten anywhere in my life if it wasn't for my mom, dad, and my family. So does that mean he's not going to play this season?
I guess not. I don't know if he was offered a contract by the Nashville Predators, but maybe he was just at the point where he decided this was the best route.
Huh. I guess, Kimmo Tiimonen is maybe not the only worldly known good guy.
Right.
I think maybe we should start a list, and he should be second on that
list. On the worldly known good guys? Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott's great, man. He was always a really nice guy and willing to do stuff. And
came to camp out at least twice. And I mean, he would sign every autograph. And
he was gritty before there was a gritty.
Yeah.
Pre-gritty.
All right, well, maybe we'll get a chance to talk to him soon, but hopefully he seems like he's a happy guy. So,
yes.
So we wish him the best.
He was married this year, too, so congrats.
Aww, hey. Yeah. Very good. All right, let's do music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's Music News on 93.3 WMMR.
Music news this morning brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. Fuel up this fall at Dunkin' with $2 any size iced coffees from 2 to 6 p.m. Try any of Dunkin's delicious flavors like maple pecan or pumpkin. America runs on Dunkin'. Participation may vary, and that is a limited time offer. Let's begin with this. Linkin Park singer Mike Shinoda and Talenda Bennington, widow of late Linkin Park vocalist Chester Bennington, have both participated in a new PSA for the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. The ad aired following the September 26th premiere of A Million Little Things on ABC. Chester obviously committed suicide in 2017. He was 41 years old. Both Chester's widow and the Linkin Park MC have dedicated their time to suicide prevention causes since Bennington's passing. Shinoda debut solo album Post Traumatic dealt with the death of his Linkin Park bandmate directly through tracks like Crossing a Line. So they have a public service announcement.
Did you watch that, Kathy? I DVR'd it. I heard it was really good.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah, because it's like the show that... This is us.
Yeah, I did DVR it as well, but I did not watch it.
Okay.
Red Hot Chili Peppers played their first live show in several months on Saturday night at the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music in Los Angeles. The quartet opened the show with the Allman Brothers Band's Ramblin' Man and closed with the Jimi Hendrix classic Purple Haze. Yeah, that's pretty wild, isn't
it?
Yes. It'd be interesting seeing them tackle Ramblin' Man.
Yeah.
The show was a fundraiser for the conservatory, which bassist Flea co-founded in 2001.
It's a conservatory.
Beck was joined by Dave Grohl at a Swing Left fundraiser on behalf of progressive candidate Aftab Perival, who is running for Congress in Ohio. The intimate event took place in a backyard in Silver Lake, California on Saturday night, and Dave got behind the drums for Beck's song Where It's At. Which would have been pretty cool. And also featured Foo Fighters producer Greg Kirsten as part of the ensemble. And I said it that way on purpose.
Good.
Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna listen. Is going to make us sick or make us smile?
You just tell me what you think of this. Korn has launched its new coffee brand called Korn Coffee.
Korn Coffee.
Yes.
It's a great name.
Korn Coffee.
Korn Coffee.
It is.
Should be, right? Yeah.
It is, yes. Okay. Korn Coffee, created in partnership with Jay Gersey Coffee Roasters.
Oh, he's good.
Korn Coffee is available now. Made entirely with certified fair trade whole beans, Korn Coffee is a distinctive blend of beans from Ethiopia, Guatemala, and Peru, mixed with Jay Gersey Coffee's popular vintage Black Diamond blend.
If you like the driven rock of corn, you'll love their coffee.
Korn personally curated the creation of Korn Coffee.
Yeah, that's good.
See how many K sounds I can put in there. Korn personally curated the creation of Korn Coffee, a process that saw the band members tasting multiple variations for ultimately selecting the perfect roast and blend.
Yeah, that one.
Each bag of Korn Coffee will feature a special message from the band, which reads, after almost 25 years of touring, making records, and playing in front of all of our amazing fans,
we still drink coffee.
One thing has remained a constant in our daily routine.
Lattes!
I was not expecting that.
I know.
Lattes! No, it says coffee! The ritual, the brew, the aroma. And most importantly, that very first cup every morning that sets the tone is something that we look forward to every day.
Well, this is interesting. We're actually watching footage of them sampling the various brews.
Yeah. It says, because of our passion, we've gotten together with a roaster and handcrafted our very own blend, coffee. It's called Korn Coffee.
Next up, Korn Licorice.
Korn recently began recording its new album in Nashville, Tennessee, by the way. But now they have Korn Coffee.
Best part of waking up is Korn Coffee in your cup.
That's right. Yeah, cup.
This
yeah,
is
a couple.
This
always at the ready.
Not up, but yeah.
Yeah, a couple. We need to have Nick coffee or something like
Nana
that.
Nana Puya.
Have a cup.
This is our new blend. It's called Nana Puya.
From the hills of Nana Puya.
Yeah. Brought down by mules every day at 2 o'clock after the afternoon rain. Man. The beans are enriched with monkey urine.
If only we had a coffee sponsor to do this for us.
I know. Yeah. Right?
Nana Puya.
Well, that's good.
Have a cup.
Yeah, a cup.
God. Or no, the question would be, would you like some?
Yeah, not a cup.
Yeah. No, not a cup. Yeah. Yeah, a cup.
Come on, yeah, man. A cup.
That'd be ridiculous.
Do you want a thermos or a cup?
Yeah, a cup.
Okay.
Not a cup. Oh, one not a for table 7.
Guess what I get to do?
It's like after the first sip. It's like, you know, they're a person who's kind of lethargic and tired. They've had a long day.
I'll have a Nana Puya, please.
Whee! Guess what I get to do?
Okay.
What is that one?
That's you. That's Mini Wookie. That's Nick. So you asked, have you decided what you'd like, sir?
Nana Puya.
Nana Puya.
Nana Puya.
I don't remember Mini Wookie.
All right. Anyhow, corn has coffee.
Corn coffee.
This was sad news. We discussed it earlier this morning. Marty Balin, the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer inducted, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted lead singer and co-founder of the Jefferson Airplane, died over the weekend in Tampa, Florida. He was 76 years old. No cause of death was announced.
I'm a big fan of Jefferson Airplane and Jefferson Starship, and there are a lot of really driving rock songs that band is responsible for, as well as ballads that are great.
Yeah, there was a chapter of Starship that of Jefferson Starship, yeah. not Starship, but
like Jane, the song Jane,
and Landed on the Line, and a handful of really cool rocking tunes that band. And like I told you earlier, I think they had three chapters.
I think you're right.
They had Jefferson Airplane, they had Jefferson Starship, and then they had Starship, and each had its own sound to it.
Yeah,
and in fact, in Jefferson Airplane itself had a couple of different, you know, sounds to the band. I mean, from White Rabbit to Miracles and
Nana Puya.
And Nana Puya.
Yeah.
No, but anyhow, they're a diverse band, I thought.
He was essential to the sound of the bulk of that band.
Yeah. By the way, did you read about this lawsuit that they had, Steve?
No.
So he and his wife, Susan, filed suit against New York's Mount Sinai Beth Israel Hospital in Manhattan's federal court seeking unspecified damages. According to the suit, Balin claimed that because of the hospital's alleged negligence following his open-heart surgery back in 2016, he's been left unable to play guitar or sing. The New York Daily News reported that the suit claimed in part the personnel in charge knew that the hospital was inadequately staffed, particularly in the recovery unit when Mr. Balin was sent, where he was sent after undergoing open-heart surgery. Following the surgery, he had to undergo a tracheotomy.
Oh, man.
That resulted in his tongue and vocal cords being damaged.
Jesus.
Tissue on his left thumb died during this and required to be amputated.
Oh. Well, that's a career killer.
Yeah, and they said he was walked in the hospital able to speak and full functionality of his left hand. By the time he was finally released from the hospital, he lost half his tongue, so he couldn't speak or eat properly, and a paralyzed vocal cord and a necrotic left hand, and lost his left thumb.
That's devastating.
So they were suing them, and that came, they brought that forward in 2016 is when the surgery took place. So I don't know what he died of. There was no cause of death that was released, but
that's horrific. I mean, because he had a phenomenal voice.
Yeah, he co-founded Jefferson Airplane with the late Paul Kantner in 1965, and during his 6-year run with the band, he fronted the group on songs like It's No Secret, Volunteers, Today, Plastic Fantastic Lover, and Young Girl Sunday Blues, among others. He rejoined them, along with Grace Slick, with Jefferson Starship in 1975 and stayed for 3 years, bringing the band its only two top 10 singles, which were Miracles and Count On Me.
That's a great song. 75
and 78. Yeah, Count On Me is a great song. Balin's hit streak continued through 1981 with a top 10 solo hit called Hearts. I don't remember that.
Yeah.
And in 1989, he rejoined they had gotten together. It was him and Slick and Kantner and Jack Cassidy and Jorma Kaukonen for a well-received Jefferson Airplane reunion album. And then after that, he just kind of went out and did his stuff on his own. But he had passed away over the weekend, which is always sad to hear. One last story. Over 2 years after claiming a victory in a Los Angeles federal court, Led Zeppelin is once again forced to defend itself regarding the copyright to the band's 1971 signature classic Stairway to Heaven.
You listen to the music in question. I think we've played the audio before on this. It's the beginning guitar riff of Stairway to Heaven.
Yeah.
And so there was a band that I guess they toured with in their earliest days as Led Zeppelin, and they claim that musical riff is similar to the way Stairway to Heaven begins.
Yeah.
And a court said no, but they're at it again.
Yeah. It ain't the whole song.
Yeah.
I mean, Stairway to Heaven is an epic.
Yes.
You know, so.
And I, by the way, I was telling you that The Song Remains the Same was on over the weekend.
Uh-huh.
And it's them at, you know, Madison Square Garden and the whole thing. And they seem to have the talent enough to have pulled off.
Yes.
Music without stealing it.
Chicago Tribune reported in a stunning turnabout in a challenge to the authenticity of one of rock's most famous songs. A federal appeals court in San Francisco ruled Friday that a 2016 trial wasn't fair to the group Spirit and its late guitarist Randy California, real name Randy Craig Wolf, who wrote the song Taurus. When the case goes to retrial, jurors will be able to listen to the album version of Taurus, which was not allowed in the first trial in 2016, drawing a protest from the lawyer for California's trust.
See, it's weird to have, like, regular jurors in on that. You know what I mean? Like, wouldn't you need to focus in on, like, specialists rather than just...
I don't know. It's a jury, you know. They say, that, I guess the usual restriction is a jury of your peers, and that is a broad, you know, classification.
Mm. By the way, the songs that were played to the jury originally... they were not the records of each song. They were new recordings based solely on the respective song's sheet music. So they weren't the actual recordings from
right.
the session. So that's their hang-up. It's just a chance for them to drag it back into court and see if they can get a fresh group of people to have a different opinion.
Hey, who knows? These things have been settled in weird ways before.
Yep. All right. And that's what I have in music news for you. But it is Free Music Monday. And I have got a digital download of the new Hailstorm album, Vicious, which is out now from Atlantic Records. So let's take caller number 7 at 215-263-WMMR, and we will set you up with that. And you can see Hailstorm within this moment on November 17th, BB&T Pavilion, info@WMMR.com.
So we just announced that Scotty Hartnell is going to retire. We're going to have him on the show tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, all right, there you go. Tomorrow morning. So there if you're a Flyers fan and a Scotty fan, that would be a reason to tune in.
Excellent. All right. Thank you, Nick. We're going to take a break. We'll come back in a second, get ready to wrap up. Don't forget this trip that we have to give away for Word of the Week prize. It's a trip or two to attend an exclusive party on set of The Walking Dead in Atlanta.
That's amazing.
It's fantastic. I want to go on that trip, but I can't because I work here. But you can, so get yourself set. We'll be back in a moment.
Now, more with Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Lovely Dorothy and a great song. Flawless on 93.3 WMMR. It's 10:35 on a fine Monday morning. And it's going to be a fine Monday afternoon, too. So the time goes through the day. We have mostly sunny skies. I have about 83 degrees, maybe just a smidge warmer than that.
What a difference this makes on a Monday. We've had so many Mondays recently that are cloudy, but a sunny Monday.
Oh, man. And
that's fine.
The weekend was just fantastic.
We were
outside most of the time on Saturday because we had a few different activities. And it was pleasant to be outside.
No humidity. Pleasant. You're warm in the sun. If you got into the shade, it was cool. You could even put a little blanket on for your activities.
Mm-hmm. So we really, really enjoyed the weather, and you're going to continue to enjoy it because...
Activities.
Yes, it's, yeah.
Fall activities.
Maybe some cloudy skies tomorrow, high of 83, and then partly cloudy on Wednesday, 85. So it's going to be nice this week. I'm not seeing any rain so far. Maybe something tomorrow night a little bit, but that's what I've heard. Not 100% sure, but it's looking good. It was a great weekend. Thank you to Damon Wayans Jr.
Yes.
Being on the show this morning. Series premiere of Happy Together is tonight at 8:30 on CBS 3. And thank you to Dee Snider.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
Great to talk to Dee. He's a good he has he's always got stories to tell.
Yes, he does,
which I like about him, which is cool. So,
And Pierre Robert is back from a weekend as well. Hey, ma'am.
Good day.
How are you? Okay.
Fine.
You were at Neil Young last night, were you not?
I was at Neil Young. I didn't see Claire there, your wonderful wife.
Yes.
But every word you said that she said about it is true. It's just amazing.
And tickets are available for tonight, by the way.
And tickets are available. Yep. We're going to do a big block. I got a few concert pieces to play back, and we'll tell you some of the songs he played and stuff. But, I mean, you never know with Neil because he's so he's so unique and so, you know.
It's true.
Bizarre and wonderful, like a mad scientist, if you will. You never know what he'll do. He could do all new songs, and you wouldn't, you know. And it was like 85%, you know, incredible old songs. And he had a variety of, he had a grand piano, he had a stand-up piano, he had a pump organ, and obviously the array of guitars.
Oh, it's amazing.
Really cool.
Yeah.
So, I can't recommend it highly enough. I'll tell you more about that later.
Cool, man. All right, we need the letter for a prize. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Was there something else you wanted to do? Because that was the wrong thing.
Yeah, I was bringing also in. Bill Weston gave me the award to bring in.
Yes,
the Marconi,
and this is the beautiful Marconi award.
The Marconi Award
presented by the National Association of Broadcasters. Mr. Marconi is like on a coin embedded in this beautiful plexiglass pyramid. Looks like the Washington Monument somewhat.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pierre is holding the Marconi Award.
I am. And it says Rock Station of the Year, WMMR-FM.
Pierre has just acknowledged the inscription on the award.
And there you have it, my dear friends. Thank you. Very cool.
That's very cool. Nice.
It is really nice. Right. I mean, cool. We were talking to Men About Town for the 50th year of the station, and you know, all of the contributors over the decades have led to this, and it's a wonderful accolade.
Yeah, it's way cool.
It's dangerous, actually.
You could ram that through like a water buffalo's side and kill it,
dude. Yeah, I mean it's. It's the point is very, very sharp.
I don't know why I selected the water buffalo, is it? But I think you would need a formidable creature to kill.
I think it would work. Maybe, yeah, a rhino might be too much.
Right, unless you mounted it on the hood of a car and drove into it.
Right, wow. And that might.
Did they give any instructions with it on how to use it as a weapon?
How to kill?
Only to be used as an instrument of peace.
A peace.
And we believe that award is the beginning of world peace.
Ah.
And through it shall shine a prism of consciousness of beautiful rainbow colors and.
Like Razzles or Twizzlers.
Razzles and Twizzlers. Yeah. And through Razzles and Twizzlers, there shall be. Fiddles of Peace.
Fiddles of Peace. That should be the name of your album, Fiddles
of Peace.
It
will be. Fiddles of Peace.
Hi, I'm Pierre Robert. I hope you listen to Fiddles of Peace.
Fiddles of Peace.
Fiddles of Peace.
Now for
the letter.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
And the Preston and Steve show is brought to you today by the letter.
D as in domino.
All right. And we have this amazing trip to give away. It's a trip for two to attend an exclusive party on set of The Walking Dead in Atlanta, including two nights hotel, airfare from Philadelphia to Atlanta, ground transportation in Atlanta, and the Dead prize pack and tickets to Party with the Undead. TV's number one show, The Walking Dead, returns for Rick Grimes' final episodes. Don't forget, he's off of there after this season. This Sunday, October 7th, and that's at 9 o'clock only on AMC. Must be at least 18 years of age to enter, so we will give that away on Friday. It's a very cool thing. We're looking forward to giving that trip to you, hopefully. What's coming up on today's show, man?
Well, we will have more birthday bucks, 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. We have for Free Music Monday, like you guys did, digital download of Hailstorm's Vicious. We have tickets for Bush appearing on Thursday at the Electric Factory, which will be way cool. And workforce blocks of, among other things, The Killers and Neil Young in a flashback to last night's amazing show. And again, a reminder for tonight that a few tickets do remain if you'd like to go. And a vinyl cut. I think we'll honor Marty Ballin in the vinyl cut of Jefferson Airplane Starship and maybe tomorrow do a full workforce block in his honor.
Were you a fan?
I was.
Yeah.
I saw them a number of times. Did I see them as the airplane? I don't know. I saw them as a Starship, but
they were a San Francisco band, right? Yeah.
I mean, the list of songs you read out are so amazing, and his contribution and his voice was really stellar. So,
yeah,
very cool.
Nice. All right, I want to thank our sponsors. Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by Dunkin' Donuts, the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show. And the Preston and Steve Show runs on Dunkin', also brought to you by Winter Airport Parking, the 2017 Reader's Choice Award winner from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Tomorrow on the program, as Nick said, Scott Hartnell will be joining us. He just announced his retirement from the NHL. Scott's a friend,
yes.
So we're going to have him on tomorrow. And then Joe Mantegna will be joining us, too. It's always good to talk to him. That's it. We're done. Rage on, and have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
There's a lady in the parking lot who just told me to choke on my coffee after I stopped my car to let a handicapped person pull out of their parking space. I am so sorry that took up an extra 10 seconds of your day, you bitch.
Next message.
I'm going to go home and put some ranch dressing on my pizza. What now, punk?
Next message.
Hey, why the hell is it boomstick in the Scrabble dictionary?
The Preston and Steve Love You, Hate You Line.
Call 484-434-1333.
MMR rocks.
Brought to you by DellToyota.com and DellChevrolet.com.
Jack, sell them for less.